It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now, here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
Ready for something exciting? Try the Subway Signature Wraps at Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clear City. Double the meat, double the flavor. Three signature wraps to choose from. Chipotle, Southwest Steak and Cheese, Savory Rotisserie-Style Chicken Caesar, and the Turkey Bacon Guacamole. Or make it what you want. Subway Signature Wraps at Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clear City.
Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here in Wabasso tonight. It's the season kickoff for the Lacapara Valley Eagle football team, and we're on the field here before game time with head coach Tony Smith. And Tony, new season.
New season it is. New outlook, new enthusiasm, and we're ready to play.
New uniforms.
New uniforms, you bet, every 5 years.
Looks pretty sharp with the, what is that, gray pants?
Yeah, they're kind of a dark gray pants. We kind of went with the Georgia Bulldog look.
Oh, okay. Well, they were in the national championship, what, a couple years ago?
Last year? Last year they were.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's hope we get down to the U.S. Bank Stadium then.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, here we are in Wabasso. What can you tell us about Wabasso? I know we had a heck of a game here at home.
Yes, we did. And, you know, they ultimately ended up in the state championship game and losing a very good football game to Mineota. And so now this year, as far as they go, they've got some unknowns. They've got some new guys. They had to replace a ton of new guys or a ton of guys from last year's team. So, you know, I'd still kind of think that we'll see some of the same stuff, just new characters doing it for them.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your Lacapara Valley Eagles. Who you got starting on offense here today?
Well, offensive line-wise, we'll go from left to right. We've got Tucker Juzma, tackle. We've got Derek Jenny at guard. We've got Trevor Gearman at center. And then we've got at right guard, we have Damon Coots. And then at right tackle, we have Trinity Lindner. At wide receivers, we have Mason Clark and we have Caden Biernheld. In the backfield, we have Dane Hawes. And then in the slot, we have Leighton Whitnabel and we also have Jacob Ransom.
All right, and your quarterback for this year?
Wyatt Halverson. This is now his, second year starting. Actually, he took over a little bit as a sophomore there towards the end of the year. So 2.5 years into this, we'll see how it goes for him.
All right. How's the team been doing since practice started? I know you had a scrimmage last week.
Yeah, scrimmage went very well. You know, it's one of those things where it doesn't count, but it does matter, and it kind of gauges where you're at. We did some things very, very well. We found some things that we needed to work on, so we focused in on them this week, and probably the most important thing is we came out of that unscathed as far as injuries go.
That's the main thing, right?
Absolutely.
Kids ready to hit somebody else here?
Yes, they are ready to hit somebody in a different colored jersey than the red practice jerseys that we have on daily.
Well, we're actually doing the pregame on the football field here, and it must be about a foot of grass here. That's a long, they didn't mow lately.
No, it is thick, and
that's the first thing I noticed.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing we all noticed. Yeah. Is how thick this grass is. So we'll see if that plays into it at all tonight, and we'll go from there.
Talk about your defense. How have they been looking so far?
Okay, well, defense, we really kind of stressing alignment and assignment, making sure that you're getting to your proper spot and then doing your responsibility and not trying to do somebody else's. Up front, we have kind of the same cast of characters up front. Mm-hmm. We have Trinity, we have Damon Coots, we have Derek Jenny, and then we also have Tucker Drugsma on the front four. Our linebacking crew is Leighton Whitnabel, Dane Hawes, and Trevor Gearman. And then in the secondary, we have Mason Clark, Caden Biernheld, Wyatt Halverson, and Jacob Ransom.
Right. Special teams plays a big part in games, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And if obviously this is a new year and a new situation, but if you take a look at last year, we were able to return a kickoff against them to start the second half, so that's big. But then we weren't able to capitalize on some of our extra points, which ultimately did us in.
Okay. Well, here we are. So, and have a year in and year out.
Absolutely. They've got a good, well-coached group, and the coaches do a nice job with them, and they play hard, and they play to the whistle, and they're very fundamentally sound.
All right. Thanks for your time, Tony, and best of luck here.
Thank you, Paul.
Head coach Tony Smith of the Lacrobal Valley Eagles. That wraps up our Subway pregame show, and I'll come back with the opening kickoff season opener here for the Eagles and the Rabbits.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses. Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Co-op Credit Union, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Dawson Truck Parts, Wolfslager Excavating, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, The Wold Agency, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Ortonville Area Health Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Dawson Grain Co-op, Northern Plains Tiling, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen. Sports brought to you by Vicks Plumbing and Heating, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Larson Brothers Concrete, Appleton Area Health Services, B. Johnson Electric, First Security Bank of Canby, Woodland Centers, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Builders First Source, Haugen Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Ludvigson Tiling, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Ottertail Power Company. Sports brought to you by Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Minneota Building Center, Erickson Chevrolet, Appleton Building Center, Kluver Law Office, Tufty Auto and Sales, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Whitnable Construction, Tostens and Septic, Dawson Auto Glass, Pro-Image Partners, Chris Wodzinski, Wodzinski for House, State Representative, Farmers Co-op Association, Midwest Power Sports, Madison Healthcare Services, Jubilee Foods, Fernholz Crop Insurance, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Midwest Truck Parts, Cargill, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Jim's Market in Canby, Culligan, Heather Nursery in Floral, Ridgeview Seeds, Myers Electric and Infrared, Vaught Appliance and Electronics. Sports brought to you by Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, A&B Auto, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Peterson Team Realty, Boris Crop Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Steve Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Ryan Smith Prairie Brand Seeds, United Prairie Bank, Madison Dental Clinic. Sports brought to you by the Federated Telephone Company, State Bank of Taunton, Heartland Eye Care, Line Bank, Madison Bottling Company, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, DuPont Pioneer, Cockleman Construction, Heartland Motor Company, Appleton Dental Clinic, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Sather Building Supplies, KSN Drywall Finishing, Lee Motor Company, Yes Wine Motors Incorporated, Lund Implement Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, and Madison Welding and Repair. Thanks for joining us for sports broadcasts here on 92.1 FM.
Join Paul Ramo.
All right, thanks a lot, Kathy, and welcome back to Wabasso, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Hope you enjoyed the Subway pregame show with head coach Tony Smith. The Eagles are ready to play some football against the Rabbits. And as you heard Coach Tony Smith mention, Wabasso had an outstanding season last year. They were 13-1, and of course that one loss came to the Minnesota Vikings in the state championship game at U.S. Bank Stadium, 28-13. But what a game the Rabbits and the Eagles had last year in at Lacrobal Valley. Came right down to the final drive, and the Rabbit quarterback at the time, Nick Altermat, took his team down the field and scored and beat the Eagles 25-24. But it's a new season, and I tell you what, a lot of experience back on the Eagles side, and then Wabasso did graduate a number of seniors, so it should be an interesting game. Here's your starting lineup here for Lacrobal Valley. You heard Coach Smith mention some of their names, but their quarterback is a two-year quarterback, Wyatt Halverson. Wyatt's a six-foot senior. At wide receiver, Caden Burnell. Running back is Jacob Ransom. Wide receiver, Mason Clark. Dane Haas is at a running back. Leighton Whitnable at a running back. And on the line, we've got Trevor Gearman at center. And the tackles are Tucker Drugsma and Trinity Linder, and the guards are Derek Jenny and Damon Coots. The Eagles are coached by head coach Tony Smith, assisted by Brent Clemenson, Mike Wyke, and Brian Moan, Dan Tuckett Sr., Mark Bjornheld, and Josh Benson, and Paul Lowry. The Eagles are on the field to start the 2018 campaign. They're going to kick off And we got an exchange student. We saw an exchange student last night in Dawson, and this his name is Neto Clovis. He's from Brazil, and I was watching him in pregame warm-ups. He was knocking field goals from 30, 40 yards out. So here we go, folks. The ball is teed up on the 40-yard line. And Lacapau Valley kicking off to Wabasso. Here's the kick. It's a high boomer, and it'll go down to about the 15-yard line. And picking it up there is number 32, Gabe Martin. And he gets across the 20 to the 25, and he's tackled. Tackle made there by Xander Banky and a couple of other Eagles. So Wabasso starts off first here on offense. Glad you're with us on Q92 for Lacapau Valley football. And the quarterback for Wabasso this year is not Nick Altermat, thank goodness. And it's Carter Benz, a sophomore quarterback. Here's the first play from scrimmage off left tackle, and the Eagles are there pushing him back. Look at him. Oh, three, four white jerseys there. Pushing the running back there. That was a loss of at least one. Number 64, Trinity Linder, got there first, along with Trevor Gearman, the linebacker. And Damon Coots was there as well. Boy, good pursuit by the Eagle defense there on the very first play of the season. It's second down and 11 from the 27-yard line. And hand off, big hole right side, and here's the number 21, Wagner. He is going to be short of the first down. He's knocked out of bounds by Caden Bjornheld. Big run there by Lance Wagner, the Wabasso running back, 205 pounds. Gaping hole off right tackle there. And it'll be, we'll call it 3 yards, third and three for Wabasso. So see if the Eagle defense can get a three and out here right away. Here are the Rabbits in their maroon uniforms up to the line of scrimmage, which is a 36. Benz, the snap. Here's the handoff up the middle, and he's got the first down. That's 21. Lance Wagner, the junior running back, picks up 4 yards, and that's a Wabasso first down. Well, we've had people are concerned about the weather, but had a few sprinkles just about 15 minutes ago, and that's about it. Looks like the rain's going to hold off. And kind of a humid night here in Wabasso tonight. First and 10 for the Rabbits. Carter Wentz, their quarterback, sophomore quarterback, under center, I formation. And the snap and the handoff goes to the fullback. That's Taylor, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Number 72, Derek Jenny, got to him first, and then Trevor Gearman was there, along with number 64, Trinity Linder, on the tackle. That defensive line is Drugsma, Linder, Jenny, and Coots. The linebackers for Lacapau Valley, Leighton Whitnable, Dane Haas are the linebackers, along with Gearman. Here's second and 10. There was no gain on that play. And here's Wagner off right tackle, and he picks up 5 yards, and he's finally tackled by Wyatt Halverson. A gain of five there for number 21, Lance Wagner. Looks like he's going to be the workhorse. Wabasso went undefeated all season last year until that very last game against the Minnesota Vikings in the state championship game. So it's third down and five. The ball's on the Rabbit 47-yard line. Carter Benz. I formation once again. Handoff goes to Wagner. He's off left tackle, and he is stopped. Gain of about one or two for Wagner. Damon Coots on a stop there, along with Jacob Ransom. Jacob Ransom, Coots, and Halverson making the tackle. Well, what I've noticed so far, good gang tackling. The Eagles pursue the ball carrier. And so the ball's almost at the 50-yard line of Wabasso. It is fourth down, and the Rabbits will go for it on their 49-yard line. Big fourth down play here for Lacapau Valley. Fourth and three from the Rabbit 48. I formation. They're showing blitz. And Wagner gets the carry. He's got the first down by about a yard. Tackle made by Dane Haas. Well, they just went over right tackle again on fourth and three. Wabasso picks up their second first down of this drive. Just underway here in Wabasso. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Into the ballgame now is number 77, a freshman, Xander Banky, 5'11", 225 pounds. He's on the line. It's first and 10 for the Rabbits. Spence, quick snap. Here's Wagner off right tackle, and he's hit head-on by Wyatt Halverson and drags a couple of Eagles almost to the 40-yard line. Wagner has most of the carries so far here in the ball in the first quarter. And slowly, Wabasso driving down the field. And again, the Wabasso quickly up to the line of scrimmage. The snap again. This fumble on the play, and Wagner jumps back on the ball. I believe Wabasso got it back. Bad exchange between the quarterback and Wagner. And yes, Wabasso did get it back and actually gained a yard. So the ball's on the Eagle 40-yard line. So Wabasso in Eagle territory. Number 10 goes wide right. That's Will Carlson, a wide receiver. Third down and five for Wabasso. Wagner again off right tackle. Big hole, and then he trips. He tripped over his own feet, I believe, and fell down. Otherwise, he would have probably picked up at least 15, 20 yards there. That's shy of the first down. And it's going to be, let's see, close to the first. No, it's going to be about a yard short. So here comes another fourth down play for the Rabbits. Now the officials are going to call an official timeout. And it looks like we might have our first measurement of the season. And they are. Here comes the chain gang. Well, some Lockapaw Valley fans making the trip down to Wabasso here tonight on this Friday evening. Looking across the field here, a good number of Lockapaw Valley fans. Here's the chain gang. They're going to stretch it out. Is it a first down or will it be fourth down? And it is a first down by a nose. Another Wabasso Rabbit first down. I tell you what, Lance Wagner, he keeps getting the football like this. He's going to be tired by the end of the game. Mostly running on the right side of that right offensive line for the Rabbits. So it's another new set of downs here for Wabasso in Eagle territory. Ball's on Lockapaw Valley's 37-yard line. 7:07 to go in the first quarter. Lockapaw Valley has not had the ball on offense. It's the first drive of the season here. And Wabasso, again, eye formation. Hand off to number three. He's hit immediately. And look at that, number 72, Derek Jenny. Boy, Derek Jenny almost got the handoff himself. Hunter Taylor, the fullback, is a quick hitter, and Jenny met him head-on. And gain of no gain on the play. It'll be second and 10. Looking at the Eagle defensive line, there's some big boys there, especially the tackles. Second down and 10 from the 36-yard line of Lockapaw Valley. Wagner, the ball carrier, right side. Comes out. Oh, a nice open field tackle by Caden Bjornhell at about the 32-yard line. That was textbook tackling there by Caden Bjornhell. So it's going to be third down and five. Boy, I don't know where this drive started, about the 27-yard line. And Wabasso slowly moving the ball down the field. Here it is, third and five on Lockapaw Valley's 32. Number five, the quarterback, Carter Bentz. And we got a whistle. Here's our first penalty. And it might be on Lockapaw Valley. And that offsides on the Eagles. Coming back in for Lockapaw Valley is Damon Coots. Damon's a 225-pound senior. So the referee's marking it down there. Still third down, but now it's going to be about a yard for the first down. So Wabasso can pick up the first down. Ball's just on the Eagle 28-yard line. So Wabasso 28 yards out from the end zone here. They break the huddle. It's third and one. Pence looks over the Eagle defense. Here's a snap. Wagner gets it. Oh, he's wrapped up as he gets the football. Wow. Nice hit there by number 52, Trevor Gierman. Trevor Gierman bear hugged Lance Wagner as he just got the football. And that might have been a loss of about a half a yard there. So here's a big fourth down play again for Lacapelle defense. It'll be fourth and two. Good tackle by Gierman. So here's a fourth and two for Wabasso on the Eagle 28-yard line. Here we go. Eagle defense ready. The snap. Guess who? Wagner gets it, and he's pushed back. I don't know if he got it. Number 21, a host of Eagles, Dane Haas, Leighton Whitnable, Gierman, Tucker, Drugsma, all were there. And it's going to be awful close. No, it's not. They're not even going to measure. The Eagles stopped the Rabbits on fourth and two on their 29-yard line. Wow. Good defensive stand there. Or good defense by the Eagles there. But, wow, give credit to the Wabasso offense. They did a nice job. They ran a lot of time off the clock. 4:47 to go. In the first quarter, here's the Eagles' first offensive snap of 2018. Wyatt Halverson hands it off to number 27. This is Lance Whitnable, Layton, and he turns it upfield, gets a couple yards across the 30-yard line. So that's Layton Whitnable. Number 11, Mason Clark. Comes out and in with the play is Austin Bond. Austin Bond giving the play to Wyatt Halverson. It's going to be second and eight for the Eagles as they break the huddle. Austin Bond goes wide left, just one running back in the backfield. And here's a snap. Halverson rolls right. He's looking to throw it and throws it down low, and it's incomplete. Look at like it hit the receiver right in the numbers there. Number 27, the Leighton Whitnable, turned and hit him right in the numbers and dropped. So it's third and eight. So the Eagles need 8 yards to keep this drive going here in the first quarter. No score between Wabasso and Lacapelle Valley. Ball game just underway. This is the first offensive possession for the Eagles. Wyatt Halverson and his teammates come up to the line of scrimmage. In the backfield is Jacob Ransom and Whitnable. Split. Snap. Halverson on third and eight. Going to throw it deep down the field. And it's incomplete. Intended for Mason Clark. Just out of his reach. And it's fourth down. The Eagles will punt. Nice ball thrown there by Wyatt Halverson. But just overthrew Mason Clark, going down the sideline right in front of the Eagle bench. Just out of his reach. All right. Punting here for the Eagles is Caden Bjornheld. Back to receive, two Rabbits. Here's a snap. It's low. Whitney gets it off, and it's caught at the 40-yard line by number 10. There goes a flag. And this is Will Carlson of Wabasso, and he's wrapped up and tackled by Tucker Drugsma at about the 46-yard line. But we have a penalty flag. And we're see what the call is. Holding against Wabasso. It's going to back him up from the spot of the foul. And so with 3:47 to go here, Wabasso will get their second offensive possession here. Good crowd on hand as I look down below me here. A lot of Wabasso Rabbits fans here in this opener for both teams. Hey, it looks like we got a timeout, so we'll take a commercial break. And no score between the Rabbits and the Eagles. You're listening to Lacapelle Valley Football right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212 in Dawson, serving this area for over 125 years. They're here to serve their patrons today and for years to come. Dawson Grain Co-op is open to new members anytime. Try us once and we know you'll be back. Come and watch us grow. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, or on the web at www.dawsongrain.com. Also by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
All right, there's a pass completed to number 10, Will Carlson, off the timeout. He's got the first down, and he's tackled at the Labasso 45-yard line. Nice throw by the sophomore quarterback for the Rabbits, Carter Bentz. And that's a Rabbit first down. No score here between La Capal Valley and Wabasso here with 3:38 to go in the first quarter. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports on a warm, humid evening here in the press box. It's first and 10 for Wabasso. Bentz in shotgun now. Here's a snap, and he throws it out here. It's caught by number 22. He's across the 50, and then he's tackled by Leighton Whitnable as he gets in the Eagle territory. Number 22, the receiver, Matthew Marotsky, 5'8", junior, with the reception. Just a short swing pass there. I believe that was the first time I seen Bentz in shotgun. So it's second down for Wabasso. They need 6 yards for the first down. Their ball's on the Eagle 49-yard line. And shotgun is Bentz again on second and 6. The snap. Here's a handoff to Wagner, and he's hit it immediately as he gets the ball, and he's dropped for a loss. Number 21, Dane Haas, got there first. And then Tanner Buffington came up and helped tackle Wagner. So a loss of 3 on the play there. Good pursuit by the Eagle defense. This is turning into first quarter. There's a battle between Wabasso and La Capal Valley here on this Friday night. Glad you're with us on Q92 and also listening on online on KLQPFM.com. Third down and 8 for Wabasso. Now from their 47 in the snap, and we got flags. And it'll be on the Rabbits, I believe. Referee talking amongst over. False start, I think, on Wabasso. And it is. It's against Wabasso. That'll back him up. Remains third down. It looks like third and about 13. Damon Coots comes out for La Capal Valley. And in for the Eagles is number 72, number 77, Xander Vanke. The Rabbits break the huddle on their 43-yard line. Shotgun for Bentz, the quarterback. There's the snap. He's looking to throw. He's got time. Swings it out here. It's caught at the 50-yard line and tackled immediately by Wyatt Halverson and Caden Bierenheld. The wide receiver, number 2, Nick Marotsky, a sophomore, making the catch, a gain of about 6 or 7 for Wabasso. Good open field tackle again by Halverson. And here's another fourth down for Wabasso. See what they're going to do if the punt. The Eagles are sending number 5, Jacob Ransom, and Bjornhill back. Punter looks like to be... Got to get the number here. Might be Wagner. Here's the snap. Wabasso punting. Punt is high, end over end. Bjornhill calling for a fair catch and makes the catch at the 20-yard line. So the Eagle defense holds Wabasso there. And La Capal Valley will get the ball on their 20-yard line with a minute 17 to go. In the first quarter, no score between the Rabbits and the Eagles. Here comes that offensive line for La Capal Valley. Trevor Gierman, Trugsma, Linder, Jenny, and Coots on that offensive line. They're up to the line of scrimmage, which is the 20-yard line. And Wyatt Halverson, the quarterback, looks over the Wabasso defense. One setback That's Ransom. Going in motion. And now a handoff goes to the right side to number 21, Dane Haas, with his first carry of the season. And Dane picked up a yard before being tackled. Gain of one. So Lacapau Valley finds themselves at a second nine. We're under a minute to go in the first quarter. How about this? Close ball game here, no score. Clock is running, 47 seconds. Eagles taking their time in the huddle here. Now they break the huddle. Going wide right is Caden Bjornheld. In the backfield alone is Dane Haas. Single back and Dane Haas. Halverson under center. Ransom goes in motion. And now a quick pass, and there's a flag at the snap of the ball. It was going to be a pass, a swing pass to Ransom. False start on Lacapau Valley. That's going to back them up five. The second penalty for Lacapau Valley. Hey, we're going to have a halftime guest today up here in the Wabasso press box. We're going to talk with some of the Lacapau Valley Dawson Boyd cross country runners. Isabel Sherm, Grace Hagelin, and Ian Allpress will be up. Join me at halftime. Right now, the Eagles, with that penalty, is second and 14, backed them up to the 16-yard line. Dane Haas, once again, the single back. Two slots. Ransom goes in motion. Back to pass, Halverson. He looks to his right. He's throwing deep to Bjornheld. It's caught! And oh, he fell down, but he caught the ball. Oh, if Caden would have kept his feet, he would have scored. It's caught by Caden Bjornheld at about the 45-yard line. That's an Eagle first down. Boy, Caden got it, jumped up to get that football against the defender, and then he fell, hit the ground, and he took a couple steps, and if he would have kept his balance there, he would have scored easily and went all the way. But that's the end of the first quarter, but the Eagles are on the move. No score between Lacapau Valley and Wabasso. We'll be right back.
Every American farmer works hard. It's a given. And at Golden Harvest Seed Company, we believe that seed performance should be a given too. We are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service to help you deliver a better performance in each of your fields. Your success is our success, so put us to work for you. Visit GoldenHarvestSeeds.com or contact your local Golden Harvest Seed Advisor, Steve Haas, in Madison, Minnesota, to get started.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Wolfslager Excavating, the people to call for demolition work, ditch cleaning, and a whole lot more. They now do septic system installation work. Call Jeff or Chris, 320-598-3433 or 320-841-1074. That's Wolfslager Excavating. Sports brought to you by Vic's Plumbing and Heating in Porter. Now the place to go for buying and selling firearms. Consignments are welcome if you have a firearm to sell. They do hydrographic dipping and can put custom designs on guns, car parts, and more. You can call them at 507-296-4494. That's 507-296-4494 for Vic's Plumbing and Heating in Porter.
All right, the start of the second quarter here. No score. 0-0 between Lacapau Valley and Wabasso and the Eagles, with a nice reception between Wyatt Halverson and Caden Bjornheld to end the first quarter. Here we go, the Eagles with the football on their 45-yard line. Here's the handoff to Dane Haas. He's trying to get to the outside and now turns it upfield. He might have lost a couple yards there. Dane was trying to stretch it out. And a tackle by a couple of rabbits there, number three, Rotsky. And that was, there was a couple of yards lost on that play. So it brings up second down and a long 12. Bjornheld will go wide left. Mason Clark goes wide right for Lacapau Valley. In the slot is Dane Mortensen, I believe. And here's Halverson, back to pass. Two-step drop, steps up into the pocket. He's in trouble, and he's sacked. Cole Fredericks sacking Wyatt Halverson. Wyatt took a two-step drop and wanted to release it, could not, and then he took a step forward, and he was met by a couple of rabbits. So the Eagles going backwards here the last couple plays. It's 3rd and 17. That was a loss of one. 3rd and 17 for the Eagles with no score here as we begin the second quarter. Once again, Mason Clark goes wide right. Under center is Wyatt Halverson on 3rd and 17. And back to pass Wyatt. Here comes a rush. He swings it out here. And it's intercepted. It's intercepted by Lance Wagner. He's inside the 10. And he's tackled at the 5-yard line. It was going to be a screen pass. I believe the Dane Haas. And Wagner stepped in front of it. And he smelled the screen pass right away. And he took it down to the 15-yard line. So there's your first turnover. Interception. So Wabasso now 1st and 10 from the 15. Got the power eye formation here. Here's a handoff. Goes, oh, he's got some blockers in front of him. This is Borowski, and he's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown, Wabasso, from 15 yards out. Number two, sophomore, Nick Borowski. And that turnover hurt the Eagles there as Wabasso puts up 6. On the very first play from the 15-yard line, he just went off just a power sweep to the left, and boy, he had blockers in front of him. And let's see what Bass going to do here. Looks like they're going to go for 2. They're going to go for 2, and a snap. Oh, what happened there? They snapped the ball. A lot of false start on Wabasso here. False start on Wabasso. That'll back them up. Maybe they're going to kick it now. Maybe they're going to bring in the kicker here. Yeah, that was the Eagles were trying to set up that screen pass there to the right. And, boy, the linebacker, Lance Wagner, smelled that right away. Wabasso leading 6-0, and they are going to... Oh, they're going to go for 2. Out of shotgun is their quarterback, Carter Bentz. Out of shotgun, here's the snap for the two-point conversion. They throw it to the 5. It's caught, and he did not get in. No good. Nice tackle at the 1-yard line by a couple of Eagles. And they're down. They're hurt. 2 Eagles by the goal line there, collided. And, well... not sure who they are, but we'll take a commercial break. The Rabbits lead 6-0. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Ryan reminds everyone to always stay safe. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota. Do you need electrical wiring done? Give Jesse Myers of Myers Electric in Appleton a call today. Jesse does large and small projects, commercial, industrial, and residential electric service available. Jesse stands behind all his work, and service is what Myers Electric in Appleton is all about. Call Myers Electric today at 320-226-7447. That's Myers Electric, Appleton.
All right, welcome back to Wabasso, everyone. Paul Ramo here for 292 Sports. Wabasso leading 6-0. 2-point conversion was a pass attempt. And Dane Haas and Jacob Ransom tackled the receiver after he caught the ball just shy of the goal line, but they collided with each other pretty hard. Dane Haas and Ransom did, and they both were injured. And Dane Haas just got up and walked over off the field on his own power, but Jacob Ransom is still down, being attended to here. He's sitting up now. That's a good sign. But, yeah, no score here in this football game. Or 6-0, excuse me, 6-0. Wabasso just scoring on a 15-yard run by Nick Marotsky. And as I mentioned, two-point conversion has failed. A couple scores from last night. Of course, a game you heard right here on Q92, Dawson Boyd, no trouble with Adrian, 58-18. Now Ransom gets up and he's standing. Kelly Whitnable out there along with Coach Lowry and a couple of the Amblins or Wabasso medic people there. Of course, concussions play a big part of today's game, and they're checking them out pretty good there. Hey, as I was driving to Wabasso today, of course, the Ortonville Trojans, they moved their game up in Springfield this afternoon. So the Trojans played this afternoon, and I was listening to that game coming into Wabasso, and what a football game that was. I don't know how many lead changes there were, but Ortonville came out on top 38-35 over Springfield. And, boy, Tyson Powell, the running back for Ortonville, I believe he had 5 touchdowns. Then he intercepted the pass in the end zone to end the game to secure the win for the Trojans. Of course, Lockhart Valley will see Ortonville on October 12th. So, and, of course, yesterday Minneota beat Sleepy Eye. And Jacobs walking off the field with Kelly or Whitnable. And I'm not sure if he's going to be back. He's walking pretty gingerly there. So, Rabbits will be kicking off to Lockapaw Valley here. They lead 6-0 here in the second quarter. We'll have our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Coming up at halftime, we'll have some guests up here. And we'll go through some halftime stats as well. Number 51 kicking off for Wabasso, Tristan Kuhn. Back for the Eagles, we got Mason Clark. And number 27, Leighton Whitnable. Here's the kick. It's a short high kick, and it's going to be picked up by number 25. He goes up the middle. He's got room across the 45. Carter Hamlin returning the kickoff there. Nice job by Carter. He actually dropped the ball when he tried to catch it. And number 25, Carter Hamlin, a sophomore, brings the ball all the way out to the Eagle 46-yard line. Carter's going to stay in the game here. And here comes the quarterback, Wyatt Halverson. So the Eagles have the ball on their 45, down 6-0 with 10:06 to go here before halftime. Eagles break the huddle. Bjornell goes wide left. Wide right, here's Austin Bond. And Halverson under center. There goes Hamlin in motion. And handoff to left side. Nothing there. And he has stood up. He's not even going to be tackled. They blow the whistle. And that's Leighton Whitnable, his tough kid. No gain on the play. Might have lost an inch. So that'll be second down now for Lockapaw Valley. The Eagles offense, they have punted and an interception. This is their fourth offensive possession here in the first half. Of course, the Wabasso Rabbits in their first offensive possession must have ate up 8 minutes of the clock before the Eagles had a chance to be on offense. Here it's 2nd and 10 on Lockapaw Valley's 46. Back to pass. Halverson looking, rolls. Now he's going to tuck it. He's in trouble, and he's sacked. 4 or 5 maroon jerseys all over Wyatt Halverson. Wyatt didn't have a chance. He started to throw, and then he tucked it down, and he was hit hard. Loss of 6 yards there on the play. Cole Fredericks, big number 70 for Wabasso, on the stop. So that makes 3rd and a long 16, and we got a timeout on the field. We'll take a quick break. Wabasso leading 6-0 with a timeout.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
Everyone, Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Wabasso Rabbits leading Wakapow Valley by a score of 6-0 here in the second quarter with 8:41 to go on a beautiful Friday evening. A little on the muggy side, but not bad. Not raining. The forecast had called for rain and nothing here yet. All right. The Eagles have 3rd and 16 from their own 40-yard line. Shotgun. And a snap and back to pass. Halverson, he's going deep down the left side, and he overthrows Mason Clark, and it goes incomplete. It'll be fourth down, and the Eagles will punt. A fly pattern there by Mason Clark. Wyatt had time to throw there, and he laid it out there nice, but just a little too long for Mason. Back to receive the punt is number 2, Nick Morotsky, who scored the touchdown for Wabasso, and number 10, Will Carlson. Caden Bernhard will punt. Caden standing at about the 25, 26-yard line. And there's a snap, and the punt is away. It goes straight up in the air. Not very good punt. And it boxed at about the 43-yard line of Wabasso, and they'll let it lay there. So a short punt there by Bjornheld, and Wabasso gets the football on their own 42-yard line, leading 6-0. Looks like Jacob Ransom still sitting on the bench over there, and Kelly Whitnable working on him, checking him out. Wabasso comes up to the line of scrimmage, leading 6-0, and it's 1st and 10 for Wabasso. Their sophomore quarterback, Carter Benz, back the pass on 1st down. Throws it out here. It's caught by number 22 at the 50-yard line, and then tackled immediately by Whitnable. And that catch there by Matthew Morotsky. We have more volleyball for you this next week. Tuesday, I'll be in Dawson Boyd when the Blackjacks take on the Canby Lancers. And Thursday, we got Lockapaw Valley volleyball for the first time this year. Looking forward to that with a whole new coaching staff for the Eagle volleyball team. 2nd down and, well, we'll call it 1 from the Eagle 49-yard line. The snap. And Bent's back to pass. He rolls left. Now he's going to tuck it. And he's across the 50 to the 45, 40, and he's tackled by Dane Haas at the Eagle 40-yard line. Carter Bent's just 5'10", not very big, but well, he just rolled the opposite way and tucked it under, and the quarterback ran for a Wabasso Rabbit 1st down. Ball on the Lockapaw Valley 39-yard line now. The Rabbits break the huddle in their maroon helmets and maroon jerseys. High formation. Bentz hands the ball off to number 21, Lance Wagner, off right tackle. He picks up 4 or 5 yards by Wagner. Tackled by Wyatt Halverson. And Whitnable again on the stop. Number 76, Damon Coots. Helping out on the tackle as well. Exactly 7 minutes to play here in the second quarter. And if you're just tuning in, Wabasso scored on a 15-yard touchdown run by Nick Borowski after they intercepted a Halverson pass in the second quarter. So So the Rabbits need 6-7 yards, we'll call it. Now we got a timeout by Wabasso. So we'll take another commercial break. 6-0, Wabasso leading, 6:42 to go before halftime.
Sanford Canby Medical Center provides comprehensive health care to families across our region. Our communities are fortunate to be served by a full staff of board-certified physicians providing adult medicine, women's health, obstetrics, pediatrics, general surgery, and geriatric care. Specialty outreach clinics provide the Southwest Minnesota region with specialized care close to home. Sanford Canby Medical Center, sanfordcanby.org.
For auto and semi-truck glass repair and replacement, it's Dawson Auto Glass. Call Sean Duth at 320-226-1900. That's 320-226-1900. Or check them out at Dawson Auto Glass at mediacom.net. Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Madison. They offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Welcome back to Wabasso. 6-0 Rabbits. Close first half here between the Eagles and the Rabbits. Right now the Rabbits in Eagle territory on their 36-yard line after the timeout by the Rabbits. And Bentz under center, eye formation. And the back to pass. Bentz is going to pump, fake pump, and he's going to go to the right side, down the sideline, and it's off the hands of Will Carlson, the speedster, being covered nicely there by number 13, Tanner Buffington. Ball goes incomplete. Buffington stride for stride with number 10, Will Carlson. He's a sophomore. He can fly. And he got to put his hand up. He got a hand on her. And he would have hauled it in there at about the 10-yard line. It's just third down, 3rd and 7 for Wabasso. Ball remains on the Eagle 36. Bentz is going to hand off to Wagner, off right tackle, and he's wrapped up by Whitnable. Gain of about 3 or 4 yards there by Wagner. Whitnable on, and another tackle by Layton. Hey, it's fourth down. Can the Eagle defense stop the Rabbits here and get the ball back? With 6:17 to go in the second quarter. Ball's on the 32-yard line of Lacapau Valley. It's a 4th and a long 3, we'll call it. So Wabasso needs to get inside about the 29-yard line for that first down. And the ball's right at the 32 of Lacapau Valley. Here we go. 4th and 3 for Wabasso. Eagle defense ready. Here's the snap. Bentz back to pass. Here comes Russell setting up a screen. Oh, that's got to be a penalty. And it's caught by number 21, by Wagner, and he's tackled. Oh, that was a obvious penalty by Wabasso there, and the flags did come. So that was on 4th down. Oh, Josh Benson across the way was going to come out of his shoes there. And the Eagles will decline that penalty and take over on downs. And they're setting up, Wabasso is setting up for a screen pass left. And the Eagle defense, it actually was caught by Wagner. And Eagle defense did a nice job there. So the Eagles get the football back down 6-0. Let's see if they can get across the 50-yard line here in the first half. Ball's on their 34. And Wyatt Halverson, the senior quarterback, under center from the 34-yard line. Back to pass, looks left. So throws it out there, and it's incomplete to Whitnable. Whitnable kind of got turned around there, and the ball was low by his ankles. Got his hands on it, but could not make the catch. So it's 2nd and 10 for Lacapau Valley. Burnell gets the call from head coach Tony Smith. Burnell brings the play in. Now Burnell goes wide left. It's 2nd down for Lacapau Valley. 2nd and 10. Mason Clark wide right. And Hamlin in the slot. Carter Hamlin, the sophomore, in the slot. Halverson under center from the 34. 2nd and 10. Whitnable goes in motion. And then he's going to hand it off up the middle. And a good run there by number 21, Dane Haas. And Dane Haas gets the first down. Power running there by Dane Haas. He picked up about 15, 16 yards right up the middle. Nice job by that interior line. Trevor Gearman, the guards Jenny and Coots, moving some bodies there. And a hard-nosed run there by Dane Haas picks up an Eagle first down at the Eagle 49-yard line. 5:25 to play here before halftime. Eagles break the huddle. Ball's on there, 49, just at midfield. Halverson under center. Dane Haas, the lone setback. Again, going in motion is Whitnable to the right, and they're going to hand it all off to... Oh, he fumbles the ball, and it's recovered by Wabasso. Oh, my. Number 51 recovered it for Wabasso. It was a bad exchange there between Halverson and Whitnable. And a costly fumble there by Lacapal Valley. Down 6-0 after a nice run by Dane Haas up the middle. And, wow, tough turnover there for Lacapal Valley. Let's see if the Eagles can get the ball back with 5:05 to go before halftime. Bentz under center in Eagle territory. Back to pass. Fake pop. They're going to go deep to Wilson Carlson, and he is incomplete at the 10-yard line. A bomb thrown by the sophomore quarterback, Carter Bentz. And again, just off the fingertips of number 10. Boy, can this kid fly. Will Carlson, 135, 5'8", 135. He's got some speed. And good job by number 11, Mason Clark, there. All right. Second and 10 for Wabasso. Ball's on the Eagle 45. Under 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. I formation. Bentz hands off to the fullback, number 3, up the middle. Hunter Taylor got a room, and then he gets it across the 40 to 38. And he's tackled by Dane Haas and Wyatt Halverson, along with number 77, Xander Banky. Shy of the first down by a couple yards, so it'll be 3rd and 2 for Wabasso. The Eagles need to stop him here. Boy, that was a tough fumble there for the Eagles. They were moving the ball, and then to have that happen. 3rd down and 2 for Wabasso. Back to pass. Bentz looks right, swings it out here. It's caught for the first down, and then tackled immediately by number 13 of the Eagles, Tanner Buffington. And that's a Wabasso first down, a gain of about 8 there for the Rabbits. New set of downs here as the chain gang moves. And Eagle defense, some of the players with their hands on their hips already. Another half to play. 1st and 10 for Wabasso on Lacapal Valley's 32-yard line. Bentz will hand it off to number 2. This is Dick Morosky. Now he cuts it against the grain. He's still on his feet. Spin move, and he's tackled from behind by Blake Wushlager, a freshman lineman. Blake must have ran 30 yards downfield as number 2, Nick Morosky, went right, then he went left, and he changed his direction. He did pick up the first down, but Wushlager, Blake, tackles him from behind. That did that sweep. That play was kind of the same play they scored their touchdown on. Do that power eye and sweep left. 1st and 10. Ball's on the 19-yard line. Here's a handoff to Wagner, and he stops and spins, and then coming up and making the tackle is Trinity Linder. Gain of about 2 yards there for Wagner. Lance Wagner, the first quarter, must have carried the ball about 15 times, and we haven't seen him carry the ball too much here since then. 3:01 to play in the first half. 6-0 Wabasso, but the Rabbits are threatening here from the Eagles' 16-yard line. The Rabbits break the huddle. They go up to the 16-yard line. It's 2nd down and 7. And the snap is behind the quarterback, and the whistles. Flags both start on Wabasso. And that'll back them up five. Once again, we'll have our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. And we're supposed to have some cross-country runners up here talk about the first two meets that the cross-country team had. They're pretty successful. Coach John Sherp. I believe John's up in Fargo today, tonight, watching Kaiser City run for the Bison. And Alasia, I said, Jay. Clock running, 2:39 to go. Wabasso has a second and 12 from the Eagle 21. Now Ben's going out of shotgun and the snap, and he's going to back the pass. Here comes the rush. He's sacked. Dane Haas with a big quarterback sack on Vince. Dane, the linebacker position, came in untouched, and that was a big loss on the play there. Nice tackle there by Dane Haas. And Rabbits, the last two plays with their penalty and now the quarterback sack, moves the ball out to the 28-yard line. And it's third down and a long 19 yards. We've got to watch number 10, Will Carlson. You got to watch where he lines up. He's going to be in the slot. It's third and 19 from the Eagle 28. Benson shotgun formation. Three receivers to the left. Here's a snap. Back to pass. He's going to go over here, and it's incomplete. Good. That was to Carlson, and a big hit there by Caden Bjornheld. Oh, a nice defensive play by Bjornheld on Carlson. Jars the ball loose from him, and as the ball got there. So here's a fourth down play. Boy, the Eagles can get out of this after fumbling the ball. That'll be huge going into halftime here. So it's a fourth and 19 for Wabasso. The ball's on the Eagle 28-yard line. Here we go. Turn your radios up. Come on, Eagle defense. Fourth and 19 with a minute 31 to play in the first half. Now a timeout called by the head coach Joe Kemp of the Rabbits, and we're going to keep it right here with the score of Wabasso 6, Lacapaw Valley nothing, and a timeout on the field. Tune in tomorrow morning for the coaches show a little after 9 o'clock. We'll talk with the fall coaches, and then I'm going to run over to Appleton, a big event in Appleton tomorrow, the Prairie Off-Roaders at the OHV Park. They're having their rally. Starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow. People from all over the upper Midwest come to this rally. It's going to be a lot of people there, a lot of fun. And you can get your utility vehicles and any vehicle dirty, I guess. And we'll be doing a couple broadcasts from there, from the OHV Park in Appleton, to late tomorrow morning. A busy day on Saturday. And then, of course, I'm treating my granddaughters to the Taylor Swift concert tomorrow night at the U.S. Bank Stadium. Granddaughters are really excited about that, let me tell you. Well, we got a heck of a game going on here. With a minute 31 to go, the timeout is over. The Eagles, Wabasso with a fourth down. Fourth and 19 from the Eagle 28. Benson shotgun, they're split. Everyone's wide out. Carlson goes in motion. Back to pass on fourth down. Plenty of time. Throws it into the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Wabasso. Holy cow. 28-yard touchdown pass to number two, Nick Marotsky. That's his second touchdown. Oh, my goodness. On fourth and 19. Vince laid it into the end zone there, and Nick Marotsky beat his defender and laid out. He actually had to dive for the ball and caught it. A nice catch by Marotsky for the touchdown. Here's a two-point conversion for Wabasso. Vince from the shotgun takes it up the middle himself on the run, and I don't think he's going to get in there. He does not. Oh, he does. One referee says yes, and the other says no. And the two-point conversion stands, and Coach Tony Smith out there on the field And the score is 14-0. Wabasso, with the two-point conversion, Vance, the quarterback, running right up the middle. And we'll keep it right here with only a minute 23 to play. Oh, what a big play. That was the biggest play of the game so far. Eagles, 4th and 19. Wabasso was facing from the Eagle 28-yard line. Vance, the quarterback, he had everybody split out. He had everybody split. He had wide, nobody in the backfield but Vance, and he had plenty of time to throw, and he threw it to his left into the end zone. And number two, Marotsky just laid out and made a fine catch. But, boy, the fumble again. Both turnovers for La Capoe Valley has turned into points for Wabasso. The interception by Wagner to start the second quarter, and now the fumble by the Eagles have turned into rabbit points. Rabbits is going to, the Wabasso going to kick off with a minute 23 to play, and we'll have our Monica's Apparel and Accessories post-game show coming up here. Number 51 for Wabasso tees it up, Tristan Kuhn, to kick off. Back to receive is Whit Nabel and Mason Clark. And here's a kick. It's short. And looks like number 21, Dane Haas, fields it at the 25. Dane gets across the 30, 35, 40, tripped up at the 44-yard line. Nice return by Dane Haas. Well, the Eagles have a minute 17 to work with to get some points on the board, get a little momentum going into the halftime. Because that was a little deflating on 4th and 19. And the coverage wasn't really that bad. I mean, it was they were there, but you've got to give credit to Marotsky because he made a fantastic catch laying out there. All right, Wyatt Halverson has his teammates up to the line of scrimmage, which is the 43. In motion goes Whit Nabel, back to pass. Haas throws a slant in, and it's dropped at the 50-yard line by Bjornheld. Caden usually catches those. He's a good wide receiver. Just couldn't haul that one in. It'll be second down for La Capoe Valley. It's a minute 12 to play. As it's getting darker here, lights are on. Boy, those new lights at the RB Clay Field in Dawson made a huge difference last night calling the blackjack game. Well, it's second down and 10 from the Eagle 43. Shotgun now for Wyatt. And Whit Nabel in motion, and Wyatt bobbles the snap. Now he's going to run with it. He goes to the left, puts his head down, and gets close to the 46, 47-yard line. And we are exactly at 1 minute. Clock is running. Eagles down 14-0 to Wabasso. Eagles need something to happen here. Clock continuing to run, 47 seconds. And Halverson gets the play from the sidelines, and Wyatt comes up to the line of scrimmage, which is the Eagle 47-yard line. Mason Clark goes wide right, Bjornheld wide left. Actually, it's 3rd and 6. 3rd and 6 for the Eagles. Halverson under center. In motion goes Whit Nabel to the right. Dane Haas gets the carry up the middle across the 50. 45, first down for La Capoe Valley with 22 seconds to play. That'll stop the clock. That'll move the chain gang. And let's see, the Eagles, a good run there by Haas. Once again, that's what Dane did last series, right before the fumble. Clock is running now. The Eagles need to hurry up to the line of scrimmage. 17 seconds. Now timeout called by Coach Smith. Timeout by Coach Smith. We'll keep it right here with only 16 seconds to play. Other games tonight. Murray County Central at Canby. The Lancers opening up their season. Haven't received a score yet there. Montevideo is at Melrose. Lakeview at New Ulm Cathedral. RTR is at Renville County West. And McCray is at Mountain Lake. Those are your games in the Q92 listening area tonight. And, of course, Ortonville with an exciting win over Springfield this afternoon, 38-35 in that game. Well, Vermonica's Accessories Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report coming up here in a few minutes. After the timeout here, see what Coach Smith has up his sleeve here. We can get two plays off here at least. And the referees blow the whistle, and we're set to go. Wabasso defense coming back onto the field. The Eagle offense ready. And we're ready to go. Wyatt will be out of shotgun. Ball's on the Wabasso 44-yard line. It's first and 10 for the Eagles with 16 seconds to go. Here's the snap. Halverson's going to pass. Going deep for Bierenhout. And it is intercepted, I think, at the 10-yard line. Yes, an interception at the 10-yard line. Wyatt underthrew Bierenhout there. Number 6, I believe it was, Kobe Wall. With the interception, with 9 seconds to play. It was a long pass down the left line, sideline. And Wabasso gets the ball at the 13-yard line. 9 seconds to go. We'll see if they take a knee here. And Bence will do just that, take the knee, and that's where we'll be at halftime, 14-0. Your halftime score. Good first half, but a couple mistakes by the Eagles have cost them points. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report right after these words for fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM.
Another fine sports booster on Q92, Fernals Crop Insurance, located 3 miles east of Madison on Highway 40, owned by Brian Fernals. Full-service agency offering multi-peril crop insurance plans and crop hail policies. Go to fernalscrop.com for more information or call Brian's office at 598-7711. Fernals Crop Insurance says good luck to all area athletes. Heartland Motor Company is your trusted Chevrolet dealer in Morris, and the reason why? Our loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter our showroom, when you service with us, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. We are dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being a part of your community. Heartland Motor Company, Morris. Builders First Source in Madison is another fine sports booster on Q92. Builders First Source is your place for windows, doors, kitchen, cabinets, and more. So any type of remodeling or new construction, think Builders First Source in Madison. They are located right along Highway 40. Sports on Q92 brought to you by Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital. The Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital and Clinic is a unified regional healthcare facility. They also have clinics in Clara City, Milan, and Clarkfield. Healthcare is provided in an atmosphere that enables and encourages medical staff to get to know you and your family. That's the Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital and Clinic, proud to be serving the people of this area since 1910. Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area.
Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Accessories halftime report. Paul Ramo here for 292 Sports. The Eagles down at halftime, 14-0 to Wabasso. Let's go through some team stats here in the first half. Montepal Valley with 3 first downs. Wabasso had 9 first downs. Third down efficiency, Lacapal Valley is 1-for-4. Wabasso 3-for-8. Wabasso was 2-for-4 on fourth down. Wabasso's quarterback, Carter Bentz, 5-of-8, 46 yards and 1 touchdown. Rushing, Nick Morosky, 2 carries for 28 yards and 1 touchdown. Morosky also caught 2 passes and has 1 touchdown receiving. For Lacapal Valley in the first half, Wyatt Halverson 1-for-8. For 29 yards, that was his one pass was 29 yards to Bjornhild. Wyatt Halverson rushing, 3 carries for -7. Dane Haas, 4 carries for 23 yards. And receiving, Caden Bjornhild, 1 catch for 29 yards. So Eagles with the stats there need to improve a little bit. Them 2 turnovers the Eagles had hurt them badly. The interception to start the second quarter. And then Morosky went in on the very first play from 15 yards out. It was 6-0. Then the Eagles fumbled there in the second quarter, late in the second quarter, and the very first play. Then Wabasso had the ball, and they had 4th and 19. The Eagles just needed to stop them there. And then Morosky caught his 28-yard touchdown pass, and it's 14-0. Wabasso leading the Eagles at half. But I have some special guests up here now. With us, some Lacapal Valley Dawson Boyd cross country girls, 2 of them, Isabel Sherm and Grace Hickling. Thanks for coming up.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, you guys drive all this way just to be on the halftime show, right?
Pretty much.
Wow, you guys are having a great season. 2 meets so far, and just doing a great time. Having a great time, aren't you, Grace?
Yeah, it's been really fun. We've won both of them, so that's even better. So
yeah, and you had some good competition up in Morris, too, didn't you?
Yeah, that's a pretty big meet, and so to be able to win that is good. And we beat a good West Central team, so that was fun.
Okay. Grace, talk about who are some of the girls that are running for the Lacapal Valley Dawson Boyd.
So our varsity 7 for the girls are Isabel and I, and then Annika and Taylor Shelstead, the 2 little 8th graders.
Okay.
And then...
just you 2 seniors?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah. And then...
Annika?
Yep.
Okay.
Annika and Taylor, and then Alex Sitt, Josie Sherb, and Georgia Will.
Okay.
So
makes up a good team there, huh?
Yeah,
Are you having fun?
For sure.
All right, and your teammate here to my right, Isabel Sherm. Isabel, congratulations. What's going on? You're eating your Wheaties in the morning? You took first place both times. Well, what do you have for breakfast?
I don't even know. I'm running too late sometimes to even eat, but...
That's what it is. She's always running late for things. Is she notoriously late for things, Grace?
The
joke is Sherm time.
Sherm time.
That's very the true. Joke. So that's why she takes first all the time. She always late getting to the start line?
No, she's good about
good
start
about
time.
That.
Yeah. Good about that. You don't want to be late for that, right, Isabel?
No, definitely not.
Wow, congratulations. First place individually, both in Morris and at home yesterday. Talk about that a little bit. Talk about it.
Our meet got postponed on Monday, so we had it Tuesday. And it was pretty nerve-wracking. I didn't really know what to expect, but a really good competition there individually and as a team. Some good West Central girls and Sauk Center girls and Maddie Carrington, too.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we had our Appleton meet on Thursday. We ran a 4K.
Oh, okay. And how long is that, miles-wise?
2.6.
Yep.
And the 5K is...
3.1.
Mm-hmm. I was going to remind me of that every year because I don't run that, so I wouldn't know. So, yeah, talk about your runs. What's the difference here? I know you don't have your teammate Jordan Stiller, who's your graduate, but
don't have her to
you don't have to chase, right?
Yeah.
Talk about your runs. Do you like running the Morris golf course?
Yeah, it's nice. It's usually extremely hot. I think it was 90 degrees last year, and it was cool the other day, so that was really nice.
All right.
And, yeah, only a day of rest is kind of tough. Then we went to Appleton, but, yeah, it's good.
Grace, talk about your runs. What places did you get?
On Tuesday, I ended up in 8th, and then in Appleton on Thursday, yesterday, I was 3rd. So it's been good, like I said.
Okay.
We've got the Morris girls, and they're always
okay.
ones to chase. So.
Yeah,
okay.
True.
What do you got coming up?
We have a pretty big break now. We run next Saturday at Milbank.
Oh, that's a good meet.
Yeah, there will be some really good competition there, too. Some South Dakota girls.
Yeah.
Mostly South Dakota teams, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys go up to Malacca this year?
Yes, on the 22nd.
Yeah, that's not for a couple of weeks.
That's almost as big as the state tournament, isn't it?
It's bigger, I think.
Yeah. It is. Okay. Have you guys ranked? Do you want to talk about that, or are you ranked?
State-wise, I don't think we even are.
I don't even know.
We aren't, but
okay.
That was as of before the season, so now that we beat West Central, there's a good chance we will be.
Yeah, I think West Central was ranked, and then us beating them probably put us in rankings. I don't even know.
Our boys are ranked 6th.
Yeah.
Talk about the boys team. Who's on the team?
Well, we have in the front side Mikey Paul and Zeke Sather. Mason Bramer is up there. He's a 9th grader, like a Farrell. And Griffin Johnson from Dawson just came out this year, and he's doing really well.
I didn't even know Griffin Johnson could run.
I know. He's
with
awesome.
Football, he worked hard this summer, and he's been doing really well for us.
Yep, and then Ian Alpress, other senior, our only senior boy.
Okay.
And Kobe Deuce and Peyton Steroud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's fun. What's the goal? To get the state?
Yes, to get both teams back to state again this year. So.
Who are some of the tougher teams in the section that you guys face?
We always struggle with Laverne. Very, very competitive on the girls' side. So that'll be one. And Camby's pretty good, too. We're always pretty close with them. So we'll see. And boys?
When do you see Camby coming up? In the next week or so?
Not for a while still, I don't think.
Madison meet, even? I don't know.
Oh, you have a meet at Madison this year.
No, not. Okay. That's a while away.
That's the same week as the Malacca meet, so it's like the 18th or something, somewhere around there.
You get good fan support?
Oh, yeah,
usually. We have a lot of people that like to come out and just kind of see what we do and support the team. So
I don't know if you know Gary Houck from Madison. He's a little older than I am. He used to run cross-country for Madison. He laughs at when he goes to a cross-country meet now because there's so many people that are watching the meet. So, and when he ran in the 70s, parents didn't even show up.
No. Yeah, there's a lot of people.
And you ran in your bare feet.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
That's what everybody
said.
That'd
be awful.
That'd be crazy.
Oh, you wouldn't want to run in your bare feet?
No.
Okay. All right, well, congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
For doing so well the first two meets. And hopefully do well in Milbank, huh?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to our JV and junior high, too. They've been doing really well.
Yeah, our JV boys are killing it.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
We got a lot of numbers. We got good numbers this year, so.
Yeah,
on the boys' side, for sure.
In Appleton, our JV boys had, like, what was it? Like 6 in the top 10 or something crazy like that.
Evan Hegland was 1, Caden Alfress 2.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah.
And they're just all really close, like, in times. And
nice.
That makes for a fun race.
Yeah, awesome. That's great. Well, what do you think about the football game? Think Coach Sherb would let you suit up?
Absolutely not.
He would definitely not be too happy about that.
They could use a little help, right?
Yeah,
you're cheering them on hard. They're playing hard, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Human out.
Yeah, it is human out, isn't it?
My goodness, yeah.
All right, Isabel and Grace, thanks for joining me in the halftime show. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Stick around. And, we'll take a couple-minute break here, and we'll come back with the start of the second half. The Eagles down 14-0.
Do you own a business, or are you part of a sports team? Maybe you have a family reunion coming up, or a town or a church gathering. Contact Neon Needles today. Neon Needles works hard to deliver the highest quality embroidered and screen-printed apparel for your business, your school, or your organization. We have so many items to choose from. You will look great in a new shirt or a sweatshirt with your business or your team name on it from Neon Needles. Contact us today at Neon Needles 320-269-3373 or find us on the web at www.neonneedles.com. Or even like us on Facebook to get updated sales and watch for chances to win throughout the school year. Remember, making you look good makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. Time is 8:14.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. Sports also brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm agent with his office located at 210 St. Olaf Avenue, North Canby. Stop in and talk to Tony about how State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount of up to 40% on car insurance. Tony Orata, your State Farm agent located downtown Canby. Call 507-223-5259. That's 507-223-5259.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TuftyAuto.com. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Another fine sports booster is Bott Appliance and Electronics of Marshall. Bott Appliance and Electronics offers free delivery and pickup and disposal in the Madison, Dawson, and Canby areas. They also carry furniture and beds with Serta mattresses. Check out Bott Appliance and Electronics on Facebook for more information with lots of great pictures. Shop Bott Appliance and Electronics, downtown Marshall.
All right, welcome back to Wabasso, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. 14-0 Wabasso leading Lacapaw Valley. And, you know, it should be 0-0, but the Eagles, two turnovers the Eagles had cost them points. And Wabasso, give them credit, they took the turnover there and turned them into points. And that's why they're ahead 14-0 here, as the Eagles will be receiving the kickoff here to start the second half. And thanks to Isabel Sherm and Grace Hagelin for joining me in the halftime show. They do a great job. The Coach John Sher does a outstanding job with the cross-country teams. And looking forward to following them around and go to a couple meets. You know, they, as Isabel said, there's going to be a meet in Madison. Here's some halftime scores to pass along to you. New Ulm Cathedral leading Lakeview 27-13, and Murray County Central leading Canby at the half 13-6. So those are your halftime scores around the southwest Minnesota district tonight. Here it's 14-0 Wabasso, and both teams huddled around their coaches, and we're going to get the second half underway here shortly. As notice it gets a little darker earlier and earlier here as we move into fall in September. I believe tomorrow is September 1st already. September is a great month. Well, mainly it's my birthday, so that's why it's a great month. So you can send cards and stuff to the radio station on the 24th and cake. I'm sure we have cake. We always celebrate birthdays at the radio station. It's a lot of fun. We celebrated Terry Overlander's this past week with a Dairy Queen ice cream cake. I think there's still some in the refrigerator. Might have to have some of that tomorrow morning. All right, well, Basso coming out on the field, the kicking team, and the Eagles, well, let's see what they can do. Do something right away here. Next score here is going to be big. First score in the second half is going to be big. Either go up 21 to nothing or 14 to 7 if the Eagles can put a score up. Back to receive the kickoff here. Do not see Jacob Ransom, who was injured at the goal line in the second quarter. He has not returned. I don't see number 5 out there. So he is still on the bench. Caden Bjerneld and Dane Haas back deep. Here's the kickoff to start the second half. It's a short kick, and Bjerneld comes up, fields it at the 25. Caden tried to get to the outside, and he is tackled at the 33-yard line. About the 33-yard line, so that's where the Eagles will take over, or will start their drive here. And Wabasso, of course, last year had an outstanding season. Their outstanding quarterback, Nick Altermat. It was just one loss on the season. That was that state championship at the U.S. Bank Stadium game you heard right here on Q92 with the Minnesota Vikings. All right, here's the Eagles. Wyatt Halverson out of shotgun. First and 10 from the 32-yard line. Amlin goes in motion, and Wyatt's going to go the other way. A quarterback keeper to the right side. He's got room across the 40, 45, 50, down the sideline. Knocked out of bounds in rabbit territory. Biggest run out of the gate. Oh, we got a late flag coming in here. Got a late flag. Oh, my, that was a late flag by the referee here. A personal foul on Lacapaw Valley. Oh, my. Did not see that happen. But, boy, Caden, it was a quarterback keeper all the way out of shotgun. And personal. Trying to listen to the referee here. There's a blindside block. That's a personal foul on the Eagles. Oh, my. What else can happen? Biggest run of the night for the Eagles. Did not see that happen. And, boy, that flag came in really late. And Coach Benson and Coach Smith over there talking to the side judge. And the Eagles will now have first and 12 from the 30-yard line. Once again, that offensive line. Got Tucker Drugsma, Trevor Gierman, Trinity Linder, Derek Jenny, and Damon Coots. Amlin in the slot with Whitnabel. Back, the alone setback is Dane Haas. Amlin goes in motion, and Carter's going to get the carry, and he turns it up across the 30. Didn't get much there. Maybe gained a half a yard. Carter Hamlin. Carter wears number 25. He's a sophomore. And Coach Smith talking with Caden Bjerneld. And Caden brings the play in. Just underway here in the third quarter here in Wabasso tonight. 14 to nothing. Wabasso leading Lacapaw Valley. Eagles break the huddle. They come up to the line of scrimmage, which is the 31-yard line. They're 31. Mason Clark goes wide left. In the slot, Amlin and Whitnabel once again. Under center now is Wyatt Halverson. Amlin goes in motion, and here's a handoff to Dane up the middle, and he's stopped. Gain of one. Tackle made there by Liebel. And it's a third and 9. We'll call it third and 9. Well, the Eagles need to get out to about the 43-yard line, pick up that first down, and keep this drive going. Important drive here. And Eagles break the huddle. Ball is on the Eagle 33-yard line. Wyatt Halverson goes under center. And the snap is a quick hitter, quick pass. It's caught by Whitnabel, and he fumbles the ball. And Wabasso recovers at the 45-yard line. Third turnover of the night for Lacapaw Valley. Whitnable made the catch. He turned upfield, ran about 5 yards, and don't know if the ball just slipped out of his hands. I don't know if anybody hit him, but the ball is on the Wabasso, or Eagle, 45-yard line. That's where Wabasso take over. So Wabasso, the fourth turnover for the Eagles. And here's Bentz back to pass on first down for Wabasso. They're going deep. Number 10, Carlson, incomplete. And the quarterback was decked after he threw the ball there by big number 72, Derek Jenny. Number 10 is their go-to guy throwing the ball, Will Carlson. And Carlson. So it's going to be second and 10 for Wabasso. Wabasso up to the line of scrimmage, the Eagle 45-yard line, leading 14-0 over Lacapelle Valley. High formation. Here's Wagner, the running back. It's the hand. He goes to the right side, gets to the 40. Still on his feet at the 30. Missed tackle. Gets to the 20-yard line. Big run by Wabasso's number 21, Lance Wagner. A missed tackle there allowed him to get another 15 yards. And so that's a Wabasso Rabbit first down. Deep in Eagle territory here now, inside the 20 in the red zone. Ball's on the Eagle 17-yard line. Coach Tony Smith and the coaching staff there. They need to keep Wabasso from scoring here. That'll put him in a bigger hold. Now Bentz in shotgun from the 17. A high snap. The quarterback pulls it down. Now he's going to run with it at the 15 to 10. And he's tackled inside the 10-yard line. Boy, I don't know if that was broken after the high snap. If he did that on his own or if that was the play call. So the gain of 7 there. So that'll be another Wabasso first down. And so it's going to be first and goal for the Wabasso Rabbits here in the third quarter, leading 14-0. Ball's on the 8-yard line. And power eye formation from the 8. Wagner right up the middle, and he's got a big hole, and he is touchdown. 8-yard touchdown run right up the middle by number 21. Lance Wagner. That was right up the middle. A gaping hole. He had blockers in front of him. He just walked into the end zone. And it's 20-0, Wabasso. 9:04 to go in the third quarter. Wabasso will go for the 2-point conversion here. Under center, Bentz, and he hands off to Wagner. He'll go left side. Oh, he stopped, I believe. No good. He did not get in. The first guy there was number 52, Trevor Gierman, keeping him out of the end zone. So it's 20-0. Wabasso leading Lacapelle Valley. We'll take a break. You're listening to Eagle Football right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Well, Lance Wagner from 8 yards out for Wabasso to start the third quarter. Well, and actually not start. The Eagles fumbled the ball. Another turnover for Lacapelle Valley. That was their fourth, and three of the four turnovers for the Eagles have turned into Wabasso points. That's the story of the game right now. Here's the kickoff by Wabasso, and it's going to go deep to the 15-yard line. Gurnell picks it up at the 10. He's in trouble at the 10-yard line trying to get out of there, and then he's tackled. And not a good return there by Lacapau Valley. Ball's on the 13-yard line. So the Eagles need to score quick here. Down 20 to nothing. It was a no score at the end of the first quarter, 0-0. And in the second quarter, Wabasso put up two TDs after two turnovers by the Eagles. Here's Wyatt Halverson from the 13-yard line, first and 10 with 8:57 to go in the third quarter. Whitnable goes in motion. Dane Haas gets the carry. Kicks it to the outside. There goes Dane Haas at the 25-30, and he's tripped up. Oh, my. He could have went there. And a nice run. A gain of 17 yards. And that's the first down for Lacapau Valley. And so, he kicked it out. Dane kicked it out nice to the outside. And it'll be first and 10 for Lacapau Valley on the Wabasso 30-yard line. Shotgun for Halverson. And there's the snap. It's high. And Halverson's going to keep it himself. He's trying to get to the outside, the left side. And he's bulldogged down at about the 36-yard line by a couple of rabbits right in front of head coach Tony Smith. Tony's got the white clipboard in his hand there. Play calling, gives it to Caden Gurnell on second and 3. Well, a couple of nice runs there by the Eagles. Let's see if they can keep doing that. They need something positive to happen here. And it's second down and 3. This time, Halverson will be under center from the 38-yard line of the Eagles. And there's a handoff to Dane Haas right up the middle. There's a bunch of maroon jerseys there. He probably picked up a yard. By Dane Haas. Tackle made there by Kuhn. And a couple other rabbits. Nice facility here. Nice press box here in Wabasso. It's like three different tiers. We're high up, actually. One of the higher press boxes I'm in during the course of the season. Nice facilities. Well, it's third and one. They did not pick up the first down. So it's third and one for Lacapau Valley from the 39. Quarterback keeper by Halverson. He's got the first down. Got the first down. That'll move the chains. Second first down of the drive here for the Eagles. And it's getting them closer to midfield. Hey, well, volleyball action for you coming up on Tuesday. I'll be over in Dawson, the Canby Lancers, with new head coach Janae Wright. And new head coach for the Blackjacks, Andrea Lee. Face off against each other on Tuesday. Here's first and 10 for Lacapau Valley from the Eagle 42. And Amlin goes in motion to the right, and Carter gets the handoff, and he turns it up across the 45, and a gain of about 5 or 6 there for the sophomore running back, Carter Amlin. And Carter with a couple carries here in the ball game. Second down now. What an exciting game in Springfield today. The Ortonville Trojans winning at 38-35 over Springfield. Just amazing. I listened to the game. It was amazing for the first game of the season. Tyson Powell of Ortonville had 5 touchdowns in the game. Eagles have second and 5 at their 47. Amlin goes in motion again. Back to pass. Carter, here comes the rush. Throws it over the middle. An incomplete pass intended to Mason Clark. And it sailed over Mason's head. There's a slant in. And it'll be third down now, third and 5. Eagles need to get across midfield to pick up the first down. They're down 20 to nothing to Wabasso. Don't want to sound like a broken record, but the 20 points have come off turnovers by the Eagles. Eagles need to get the ball in the end zone, get some momentum going here. So it's third down and 5 from the Eagle 47. A little different formation here offensively now for La Capella Valley. Got three on the right side. Hamlin goes in motion. Hand off to Dane Haas up the middle. He gets to the 50-yard line. It'll be fourth down. Fourth and about 2 for the Eagles. And, of course, they'll go for it here at midfield. And the play comes in from Coach Smith. 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Fourth and 2 from the 50-yard line. Eagles need to pick up the first down to keep the drive going. Halverson under center on fourth and 2. Whitnable in motion, and then a rabbit jumps across the line, and it's going to be on Wabasso. And wow, offside on Wabasso, big penalty there on the Rabbits, gives the Eagles the first down. So now the ball's in Rabbit territory. Eagles trying to get that goose egg off the scoreboard. Here comes Mason Clark wide to the right, and Hamlin in the slot with Whitnable on the left side. Dane Haas, the only setback. And Wyatt's out of shotgun. There goes Hamlin in motion again. The snap, pass, and he's going deep for Mason Clark. He makes the catch on the 20, the 10, tackle at the 5. A touchdown saving tackle by Matthew Morosky and the Mason Clark. Oh, what a nice pass from Wyatt Halverson to Mason Clark. And Mason gets tackled at about the 7-yard line. First and goal for La Capella Valley. Good job by the offensive line, giving Wyatt plenty of time. They're in tight. First and goal from the 7. Dane Haas up the middle, pushing the pile. Look at Dane go. And he's inside about the 5, I would think. Boy, the Eagles didn't waste any time in the huddle there. They got up to the line of scrimmage quickly. On first and goal. Now it's second and goal from the 5. A gain of 2 by Haas up the middle. That interior line for the Eagles. Gearman, Jenny, and Coots, the guards in the center. Some big dudes there. Well, here's second and goal from the 5. One setback in Dane Haas. Here's a snap. They're going to throw it into the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown! And that's Austin Bond. Number 3, Austin Bond, with the touchdown in the corner of the end zone from 5 yards out. A touchdown pass from Wyatt Halverson to Austin Bond. Number 3, Austin Bond, with the touchdown. Boy, Wyatt just lobbed it up in the corner of the end zone and questioned if Austin got his feet in there or not, but the back judge said touchdown. So here's the extra point kick. Exchange student. Here's his first attempt, and it's up, and it would be good from 40 yards. The extra point good by Nito Clovis from Brazil. How about that? That's a throw. Look at the players hitting the helmet of the exchange student at NATO from Brazil. Kicks the extra point. We'll take a break. The Eagles get on the board. They're down 20-7.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison, and right on Highway 212, Dawson. Dustin, Casey, and the gang are always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Dawson and in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Well, hey, the Eagles get on the board. That was an 87-yard drive by Lacapaw Valley. Ends with a 5-yard touchdown pass from Wyatt Halverson to Austin Bond, number 3. And then the extra point kick was good by Nato Clovis from Brazil. And Clovis is going to kick off to the Rabbits. Boy, we got 4:43 to play in the third quarter. It's a high kick, and it's going to land at about the 23-yard line. And picking it up is number 32. He's going to go to the left side. There's a missed tackle, and it gets across the 40. Still on his feet. Nice run back there by number 32, Gabe Martin. And he gets a nice hand from the Wabasso fans right below us here. And, wow. Got an injured Eagle right in front of the Wabasso bench here. And we got an official's timeout, so we'll take a commercial break. The Eagles down 20-7 with 4:33 to play here in third quarter.
A longtime sports booster is Dr. Brad Mosing of Mosing Chiropractic Montevideo. Dr. Brad's mission is improving the lives of others. Dr. Brad Mosing can help you deal with injuries resulting from auto accidents, sports, work, and even help you target your nutritional needs. Office hours are Monday through Fridays, 8 to 6, and he's located at 525 Legion Drive, Suite 1, Montevideo. You can call for an appointment at 320-269-7135. That's Dr. Brad Mosing.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, a healthcare campus including a 65-bed skilled nursing facility, 12-bed critical access hospital, outreach specialty services, home care services, fully staffed medical clinic, secure 36-unit independent living apartment building, and therapy services. Madison Healthcare Services, all your healthcare needs in one convenient location.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
The injured player, Xander Benke, got up on his own power and walked off. Wabasso has first and 10 from their 46. They lead the Eagles 20-7. Here's a handoff to Wagner. He's across the 50 to the 45-yard line. Tackle made there by Dane Haas, and that's a Wabasso first down. This running back for Wabasso, number 21, Lance Wagner. He's a junior. He's a tough runner. Hard to bring down, just one guy, can't do it. So the ball is in Eagle territory here at the Eagle 42-yard line on a beautiful Friday night here in Wabasso. A little muggy. Wabasso has the ball on the Eagle 42, first and 10. Their sophomore quarterback under center, high formation. And they're going to run the ball with Wagner again off left tackle, and he is met by Wyatt Halverson after a gain of 4 off left tackle. Whitnable and Halverson there on the stop. Now we got a flag. I didn't see the flag. I see it now. And it's going to be holding on Wabasso, and that'll back him up. Damon Coots comes out, and coming in is number 77, Xander Banky. Banky's back in after being injured. Only a serious injury. No, I shouldn't say serious, but Jacob Ransom has not returned after being injured in the first half on a tackle at the goal line. So the ball is backed up on the holding penalty by Wabasso to about the Eagle 48-yard line. Still first down for Wabasso. It'll be first and 16, we'll call it. High formation, ball right at midfield. Bent under center for Wabasso. Here's the snap. And hand off to Wagner, right side, and he puts his head down, and he gets to the 40. Whoa, was that a collision between Halverson and Wagner? I don't know if you could hear the oohs from the crowd there. Biggest hit of the night there, put on Wyatt Halverson and Wagner colliding. So it'll be second down and about 8. Eagles really struggling offensively here so far in the game, but they did put up 70. Did have a nice drive there, the last drive, 87 yards. Basso Bentz in shotgun now. There's a snap. It's high. He's going to throw it deep down the side, and it is incomplete. At about the 5-yard line, the receiver went up and fell down. Biernell on the coverage did a nice job. And number 12, Brock Rolick, 6'4", went up for it. Biernell covered him nicely, and it fell incomplete. So I was just going to say, well, Vassal's probably going to run here to run time, and then all of a sudden they throw a bomb. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's third down and 8 for Wabasso from Lacapau Valley's 40-yard line. Bentz under center, takes the snap, hands off to Wagner, off right tackle, and he cuts it up, and Dane Haas makes the tackle for Lacapau Valley, along with number 72, Derek Jenny. And that'll bring up fourth down and about four yards. Fourth and 4 for Wabasso. So once again, you know what? If the Eagles can stop Wabasso here and go down and score and make it 20-14, we got a ball game. So a big play here. Biggest play of the game here coming up. Fourth down for Wabasso. Fourth and 4 from the Eagle 36. Bentz under center, eye formation. Bentz, the quarterback, rolls out left. He's going to throw it, and it's caught by number 12 at the 25. He's wide open, and he goes down to the 15. First down with Wabasso. That's Brock Rolick, the tight end. Nice offensive play there by Wabasso. Haven't seen that one tonight yet. The quarterback, Bentz, he just rolled left. That's tough when you're rolling left and you're a right-handed quarterback, and he just threw to the under receiver, the tight end, Rolick, who was wide open. And so the ball's at the 15-yard line, another set of downs here. It's first and 10 from the 15, and Bentz goes under center. Snap, handoff, Wagner, the running back to the right side. Obviously got a hand on him. He slipped off him, and then Whitnabel got him, along with number 52, Trevor Gearman. Gain of about 3 yards on Wagner. 20-7, Wabasso leading. They're threatening once again. Again, a big fourth down play converted by Wabasso. 1:20 to go here in the third quarter. Clock running. Wabasso taking their time coming up to the line of scrimmage. Bentz under center. Power eye formation. And this time, number 32 gets the carry off left tackle. He's got room. And he goes in and scores. Touchdown. Nick Marotsky again. I think that's his third touchdown of the game. From a 12-yard touchdown run by Marotsky, his third of the game. He has two running and a reception. Wow. 26-7. Wabasso, 1:05 to go in the third. Here's the two-point conversion. Bentz rolls left. He's looking to throw it. Now he tucks it under. He's going to try to run it in, and he sneaks in for the two-point conversion. It's good. And it's 28-7. Wabasso, with 1:05 to go in the third, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health Services, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health Services.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnabel Construction of Madison. Whitnabel Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnabel Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202. Whitnable Development Properties also has storefront space available on Main Street in Madison.
Well, Wabasso strikes again. 12-yard touchdown run by Nick Morosky. His third touchdown of the game. He has two running and one receiving. And it's 28-7, Wabasso. After the Eagles scored to make it 20-7, Wabasso marched it right down the field. And a big key there was the fourth down. Fourth and six, I believe it was. On the pass to their tight end was converted. And that was the name of the game there, big plays by Wabasso. They're going to kick off. And here's the kick, and it's going to go deep to Burnell. Then Caden kick picks it up at the 15, goes straight up the middle, and he's met by a couple of about across the 30 Burnell gets. And so that's where Lockport Valley will take over. Well, with 57 seconds to go in the third, they're going to need to score quick here. Got to get the ball down the field and put it in the end zone and have some stops. White Halverson with Coach Tony Smith on the sideline over there. And here comes Wyatt into the huddle. Eagles have new uniforms this year. They look pretty sharp. They got kind of a gray pants, much like Georgia Bulldogs uniforms. All right, here we go. First and 10 for Lockapaw Valley from their 32. They're down 28-7. Whitnable goes in motion. They're going to pitch it out the other way, and Haas almost fumbled the ball, and he caught it on the pitch out, and then he tackled immediately, a loss on the play of a couple yards. Lebo on the tackle for Wabasso. Yeah, Dane took the pitch out there from Halverson, and he bobbled it, and he just brought it in before he was tackled for a two-yard loss there. And cooling off a little bit up here in the press box now once the sun went down, and turned out to be a pretty nice evening. Got to say, they make a mean turkey sandwich before the game down there. It was with pickles and shredded turkey. It was pretty good. Here's second and 12 for Lockapaw Valley. Pitch out. And a couple yards given up there. I'm not sure who that was running the ball. But that's the end of the third quarter. It's Wabasso 28, Lockapaw Valley 7. We'll come back with the final quarter from Wabasso right after this.
Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Five Star Gesswein Motors on U.S. Highway 15, Melbank. Gesswein Motors has one of the largest selections of new and used vehicles, has been in business for over 40 years. You can browse their lot by going to their website at GesswineMotors.com or call Jim at 800-442-5545. Like Jim says, no one sells for less, and we're worth the drive. Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, keeping pace with all of the latest advancements in the world of communications with local commitment, global solutions. Check out their website at aceracoop.net.
All right, we're back here in Wabasso. It's 28-7 as we're going to start the fourth quarter. Eagles have the football. And they got some work to do. Update here, New Ulm Cathedral leading Lakeview 27-19 with 6:58 to go in the third quarter. That's an update there. And here's a pass out the side to Burnell. And it's caught on the 40. Kane Burnell on his way to the end zone. Touchdown! Lockapaw Valley! And the Eagles strike on the very first play of the fourth quarter. Halverson to Caden Burnhels. Wow. A 68-yard touchdown pass from Burnhels, or from Halverson to Caden. And that's what the Eagles needed to happen First play in the fourth quarter. Now they're going to kick the extra point. Nato Clovis will kick the extra point here, and it's important. Here's the kick. It's up. Boy, he's got a leg, and it goes right through the uprights. And it's 28-14. How about that? There's some life in the Eagle bench over there. Look at them. And they needed that badly, and we'll see what happens. It's now the rest of the game. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. 28-14.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis. And another of our sports boosters, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, for tree trimming, tree removal, moving of large trees, and many other services. Contact Rise Nursery and Tree Service in Porter. Put their many years of service to work for you. Call them directly at 507-829-4614. That's 507-829-4614 for Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Porter.
All right, we're back. How about that, folks? The Eagles strike on the very first play of the fourth quarter on a 68-yard touchdown pass from Holverson to Caden Burnell. Boy, he laid it right in there on the numbers, and Caden caught it at about the 30-yard line, and he outran the defender into the end zone. And that was a picture-perfect play there. And the extra point was good, 28-14. And we got, that took 10 seconds off the clock. So 11:50 to go in the football game, 28-14. And the exchange student, Nato Clovis from Brazil, approaches the ball for Lacapov. It's a little onside kick, and it is recovered by Wabasso at the 45. So onside kick right up the middle, and Wabasso has the ball at the 45. So the Eagle defense needs a three and out. That's what they need right now, three and out. Here comes the big defensive tackles in. Xander Banky is in there, Coots, Jenny, 250. 225. Here we go, first and 10 for Wabasso from the 45. Hand up. Oh, what a hit. Oh, Wagner gets the ball, and boom, number 52, Trevor Gehrman. Biggest hit of the night right there. Trevor Gehrman just smoked Wagner as he got the handoff. No gain on the play. That was a major hit there. Trevor Gehrman, number 52, senior. That's what it's all about there. That's football. What? Here's Wabasso, second and 10 from the 45. Vince Carter, under center. All right, pitch out to Wagner. He's going to try to sweep to the right. Now he cuts it up, and Whitnable comes in and tackles him. Good defense by Lacapaul Valley there. Boy, that big touchdown seems to fire up the Eagles here. That was a nice strike between Holverson and Bjornhill. So it's going to be third and 7 at the Wabasso 48-yard line. The Eagles need to stop him here. Probably force him to punt if they can. Stop him here. We'll see what happens, but Wabasso in the huddle for a long time here. I'm not sure why. Now they break the huddle. It's third and 7 from the Wabasso 48-yard line. Here we go. Here's the snap, and handoff goes to Morotsky. He's going to sweep to the left, and he stops. A gain of 1. Oh, nice tackle there by Tanner Buffington. And Halverson was there as well, along with number 54, Tucker Drugsma. And it's fourth down, and looks like the punt team is coming in for Wabasso. Boy, that's what the Eagles needed. Punt situation here. Bjornhill back to receive the punt. Ball's right at the 50-yard line. It would be fourth and 6 from the 50. Got to watch a possible fake here. We got to watch out for that. Wabasso is setting up to punt the ball. And here's the snap. And it's a good one. And here comes a rush, almost blocked, but he got rid of it. Oh, my, and it's a good roll. Look at this. A good roll, and it goes inside the 5-yard line. Oh, my goodness, who was that? 64, Trinity Linder. Oh, was there to block the punt, and I don't know how it got by him. And then the punt was off, and just when it hit the ground, it just rolled. And it went all the way to the 6-yard line. Wow. Nice punt, but could have, should have been blocked. Actually, Linda was there. There was another Eagle there, too. They had to rush on. It was so close from being blocked. But it wasn't, and the ball's on the Eagles' 6-yard line. Down 28-14, 9-14 to play, a lot of time. Halverson under center from the 6. Whitnable takes a snap, and Dean Haas gets the carry right up the middle, busts through to the 11-yard line. Good run there up the middle by Dane Haas. Boy, the Eagles could score here. And then that would change the whole complexion of the ball game. In the last few series, a couple new players coming in for the Eagles. The ball's on the 11-yard line. It's 2nd and 5. Boy, that was a good punt by Wabasso. Got the nice roll. 3 wide receivers to the left, and we're going to have a timeout, I believe, by Wabasso. So take a quick break. 8:38 to play in the ball game. It's Wabasso 28, Lockapaw Valley 14. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by ABC Appleton Building Center, your home-owned hometown building center downtown Appleton. See them for all your building needs, including dimension lumber, deck material, shingles, and more. They have Larson combination doors and Anderson windows. ABC Appleton Building Center. Brought to you by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Hey, we've got a football game here with 8:38 to go in the football game. It's 28-14, Lockapaw Valley. Boy, if they could have blocked that punt, and it was so close, that would have been huge. They would have had the ball at the midfield. Instead, the ball bounced into the 6-yard line. And so the Eagles on offense here now. They're going to split Bond and Halverson out wide left and Whitnable in the slot. It'll be 2nd and 5 from the Eagle 11-yard line. Halverson's going to be under center. Good crowd on hand here tonight in Wabasso. Whitnable goes in motion, and he's going to hand off to Haas up the middle. Dane covers up with both hands, gets across the 15-yard line. Close to a first down. See where the referees mark it. Yeah, it's going to be short, it looks like. Coach Josh Benson over there eyeing it up. It's awful close. No, they're going to be short. So it's 3rd, and we'll call it under inches. So clock running, 8:07. Eagles have to have some hurry up a little bit. Oh, they're going to bring everybody in tight on 3rd and short, and the snap. And, oh, he's pushed back. It all depends where the referee marks it. I don't know. They're going to give him the first down, I think. Referee's across the 15, almost to the 16 there. Now they're going to say, yep, first down, Lockapaw Valley. So that's an Eagle first down. That stops the clock. They'll move the chain gang. 7:46 to play. 28-14 Wabasso. And the Eagles have the ball on their own 16. Burnell brings the play in from Coach Tony Smith. We got Mason Clark coming out wide left. Burnell wide right. One setback and Dane Haas. Looks like Wyatt's going to go out of shotgun here. On 1st and 10 from the Eagles 16-yard line. Amlin goes in motion. And this time it looks like Halverson's going to keep it himself. He'll run to the right side. And didn't pick up much there. Tackle made by Carlson and Rollick. gain of a yard, so it'll be second and about nine. Ball's on the 17. Exactly 7 minutes to go. Good crowd, good following by the Lacapara fans here tonight in Wabasso. Eagles taking their time in the huddle. The clock is running. You'd think they'd be in a little bit of urgency here right now. Looks like shotgun as they break the huddle. Second and nine from the 17 of Lacapara Valley. In motion, Amlin. And back to pass. Halverson throws it over the middle. And it's incomplete. We're going to have pass interference on Wabasso. Cade Birnell, the receiver, had the ball. And he was bumped pretty hard before the ball got there. So it's going to be, pretty sure it'll be pass interference. Oh, wait. Well, they're going to pass interference on Rabbits. And that'll be an Eagle first down. Big penalty there. If you're just tuning in, 28-14 the score. Wabasso led at the half, 14-0. So the Eagles have put up 14 points here in the second half and looking to do more. I tell you what, if they can score here, it'll be an interesting finish to this game. Whole new set of downs for Lacapara Valley. First and 10 from their 31. This drive started at the 6. Here's a counter play. Actually, it's Whitnable with the ball across the 40, 45, 50. Whitnable down the sideline. He's at the 40, tackle at the 35. Right in Whitnable. Big run for Lacapara Valley. Wow. And a gain of 37 yards for Lacapara Valley. And at the Eagle first down there in Wabasso territory. Boy, since that big pass to Cade Birnell, the Eagles show a little life here. They break the huddle. 6:10 to play. First and 10 from the Wabasso 33-yard line. Hamlin goes in motion. Back to pass. Halverson. Nice. Going to run it up the middle, and he gets probably 3 yards. Good decision by Wyatt. The receiver was covered. He just tucked the ball, and he took off running up the middle. So it's second down, a gain of 2, actually, for Wyatt. Coach Tony Smith calling the plays here. Eagles break the huddle. Ball's on the Wabasso's 31. The Eagles are 31 yards out from the end zone. It's 5:25 to play. Clock will be their enemy here. Down 28-14. Whitnable goes in motion. Here's a handoff to Dane Haas up the left tackle. And he picks up a couple more yards. Tackle made by Kuhn and Lebo, it looks like. 5:03, 5:02, 5 minutes to play in the football game. Eagles need to score quick here. Now a timeout by the Eagles. We'll take a quick break. 28-14 Wabasso. 4:56 to go. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 is sponsored by the Bellingham Farmers Co-op Elevator of Bellingham. The Bellingham Elevator has the latest up-to-date technology to handle all your fuel, oil, gas, seed, fertilizer, and farm delivery needs. They handle Senex products where their energy comes through. The latest markets can be caught at BellinghamFarmersCoop.com. Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Midwest Power Sports on East Highway 12 in Milbank, South Dakota, where their goal is complete customer satisfaction. Midwest Power Sports carries boats, motors, trailers, Polaris, and Ranger ATVs. Stop by Midwest Power Sports for all of your recreational sports needs or call 605-432-9111.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider featuring a 65-bed skilled nursing facility, 12-bed critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-987-5536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
All right, we've got a little little thunderstruck playing here at Wabasso, and let's see if that fires the Eagles up. 28-14, they're down, 4:56 to go. Eagles on the move here, their ball's on the Wabasso 27. Timeout's over, third and four for Lacapau Valley. Halverson rolls right, here comes the rush. Halverson tucks it on there. He goes, and he's just short of the first down. It'll be fourth down for the Eagles. I don't think he got the first down. Another good decision there by Halverson. Looked like he was going to be sacked, and then he took off running, and he's just shy of the first down marker. Oh, my. It'll be fourth and less than a yard. The ball is right on the 24-yard line of Wabasso. So here's a big fourth down play for this Eagle offense. They need a first down. Game possibly on the line here on this fourth down play. Fourth and less than one. Here's Halverson under center. And here's the handoff to Dane Haas up the middle. And Dane gets across the first, gets to the... Yeah, I think he got the first down. Yes, he did. First down, Lacapau Valley. Not by much. Dane is so strong. Boy, he just keeps his feet moving, and he's moving the pile. So the Eagles have first and 10 from Wabasso's 21. Down 28-14. They need a score badly, and they need to do it quickly. Exactly 4 minutes to play. Clock is running. Eagles up to the line of scrimmage, which is the Wabasso's 21-yard line. Can they score here? From the 21, Halverson under center, split backfield for the Eagles. Here it is, first and 10, back to pass. Halverson going to go throw it in the end zone, and it's caught! Touchdown, Lacapau Valley, Caden Birnhell! Birnhell takes it away from the receiver, I think. Birnhell to the second touchdown catch here in the fourth quarter, and that was from 30 yards out, a 30-yard touchdown pass from Halverson to Birnhell. Boy, Caden does a nice job with his body, going to the ball. Nice pass from Halverson, and guess what, folks? It's 28-20. Here's the extra point coming, an important extra point by Nato Clovis, the exchange student. Here's the snap. And the kick is up, and it is good, and it's 28-21. How about that with 3:37 to go? Look at the Eagles sideline. Now they need the ball back. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Johnson Memorial Health Services of Dawson, a fully integrated health care provider serving you with modern state-of-the-art equipment and a competent caring staff. With clinic, hospital, nursing home, home health, hospice, and outreach services, Johnson Memorial has the services you need in a small-town atmosphere. Massage therapy, physical and occupational therapy, and cardiac rehab also available at Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson, your partner in health. Sports also brought to you by Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting in Madison, Minnesota. For complete accounting, call 598-3327. Melissa Heinrich and Julie Ludvigson do business accounting, payroll, tax preparation, and more. See them at their office in the Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Law Building in Madison. That's Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, Madison.
Welcome back to Wabasso. Hey, we've got a football game. The Rabbits leading the Eagles 28-21. And it's the Halverson-Birnhell connection that's doing it here in the fourth quarter. After a nice punt by Wabasso, the drive for the Eagles started from the 6-yard line, and it ended on a 30-yard touchdown pass to Birnhell in the corner in the end zone. So that's where we're at, 28-21. Eagles down by 7 with 3 minutes, 37 seconds to go. And the exchange student, Nato Clovis, is going to tee it up at the 40. Last time they attempted a onside kick. Let's see what they do here. Here we go. Eagles down, 28-21. Here's Clovis, and the kick is going to be high. One Wabasso Rabbit back, and he makes the catch to number 32. That's Martin, and he just does tackle at the 24-yard line by Dane Haas. So the Rabbits with the football, leading 28-21 with 3:32 to go. And the ball's on their 23-yard line. Eagles need a three and out. That's what they need. They already need a turnover. Can they pull it off here? Remember last year, the game the Eagles led most of the game, and then Ultramat, the Wabasso quarterback, on the last drive, scored with just seconds left. The Eagles trying to return the favor here, but here we go. Bentz under center from the 23. They're going to hand it off to Parsons, and he breaks it out in the open, and he gets all the way to the 40-yard line. Marotsky, Nick Marotsky, has three touchdowns in the game. Breaks it off left tackle and goes from the 23-yard line all the way across the 40. And he is injured, I think. Yeah, he is down. So Marotsky, who has three touchdowns, rolls over on his back. We got an injury timeout. So let's take another break, Kathy, on the injury timeout. 28-21, Wabasso leading with 3:24 to play.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.com. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
All right, welcome back. Nick Marotsky just getting up, getting a nice hand from the Wabasso fans here after being injured. And, well, here's the situation. 3 minutes, 24 seconds left to go in this football game. The Eagles have tightened it up here. 28-21 they're down, but Wabasso has the football, and it's first and 10 after a nice run by Marotsky out to the Rabbit 42-yard line. Another quick update here. New Ulm Cathedral leading Lakeview 27-19, and Murray County Central leading Canby 13-6. Those are the last updates we got. Well, let's see what happens here. Head coach Joe Kemp talking with the referee about something. And now there's the whistle from the referee, and the clock has started. 3:20, 3:19. Wabasso's just going to stay in the huddle. They're going to use every second they can here. Now they come up out of the huddle onto the line of scrimmage, which is their 42. And their quarterback's just going to make sure they use every second here. And there's the snap. Wagner off left tackle. Now that's number 32, I believe. Gabe Martin on the carry. A gain of probably one or two. Tackle made there by 77, Xander Banky. So it'll be second down, and they'll call it eight. Second and eight. And the clock is running, 2:34, 2:33. The Eagles need a stop. They need a turnover. So, and Wabasso again letting the clock run, and now they break the huddle, and they come up to the line of scrimmage. Second and eight from the Wabasso 45. And a handoff to their fullback, number three, Taylor, and he doesn't get much, maybe a yard. And then a timeout is called by Coach Tony Smith, stopping the clock at 2:09. And so we'll keep it right here with the timeout. So isn't this fun? This boy, the Eagles are just kind of downtrodden. They're down 14-0 at the half. And then they started the third quarter. They fumbled the ball. That was their fourth turnover of the game. And Wabasso went right down the field and scored. And it was 20-0. And then the Eagles got on the board with a five-yard touchdown pass from Halverson to Austin Bond, 20-7. And Wabasso scored on a 12-yard run by Nick Marotsky. That was his third of the game, two by rushing and one receiving, making it 28-7. That's when Wabasso led 28-7 at the end of the third quarter. And the Eagles put up two scores, two big passes from Halverson to Bjerneld. Actually, it was the very first play of the fourth quarter. 60-yard, 8-yard touchdown pass from Bjerneld, from Halverson to Bjerneld, making it 28-14. And then a beautiful punt by Wabasso put the ball on the Eagle six. They went 94 yards, then a 30-yard touchdown pass from Pulverson to Bjornell. That's where we're at, 28-21. And now Wabasso trying to use as much time as they can. Timeout's over by Coach Smith. I think he's got one left. Maybe two. Not quite sure how many timeouts he has. But Wabasso, third and seven from the 47. Bence back the pass. He's going to throw it. And it's caught by the tight end at the 50. And a nice open field tackle by Bjornheld. Oh, a beautiful tackle by Caden. And that stops the clock. That was short of the first down by a couple of yards. And Coach Smith calling a quick timeout. And so it's going to be fourth down when we after the timeout here. It'll be a fourth and a long two for Wabasso. And we'll see what they do here. Timeout by Coach Smith. So 28-21, the score, Wabasso leading. And looks like they're going to put the punt team out there. Remember last time, Trinity Linder came within fingertips of blocking the punt. And see what happens here. Coach Smith, Coach Lowry out there. 2 minutes on the scoreboard. 2 minutes exactly to play. It's fourth and two. I don't know what the Coach Kemp's going to do here because the ball's right at the 50-yard line. And you got 2 yards for the go to the first down. If you don't make it, the Eagles get the ball right at the 50. So let's see. Nobody back. The Eagles defense is back on the field. Nobody back to receive the punt here. And Coach Joe Kemp still in the huddle with his rabbits. Now they break the huddle and see if they come out in punt formation. All right. Yep. They're going to punt. Wabasso's going to punt. Hunter Taylor is the punter. Bjornell's going back. And now a timeout called by Wabasso. A timeout by the rabbits. And they want to make sure everybody's on the same page or maybe change your mind. I don't know. Tough call here. 28-21. Rabbits leading with 2 minutes to go in this football game. The Eagles have really made it interesting here in the fourth quarter with two scores. That's what they needed. Tell you what, the turnovers have what killed the Eagles here tonight. And I'm sure Coach Tony Smith will address that. They have four turnovers, three of them. The Rabbits have turned into points during the game. And that's what's really hurt the Eagles. But they're still in the game. And they got a big play coming up here after the timeout. Here we go. Timeout's over. Wabasso setting up the punt on fourth and two at the 50. And let's see what the Eagles do. Got Bjornell back, waiting for the snap. There it is. It's a good snap. And they get the punt away. Bjornell calls for a fair catch at the 20. And the Eagles will have the football with a minute 54 to play. Down 28-21. They're down by seven. And the Eagles, well, I'm going to call a Halverson to Bjornheld connection again because they've done it twice here in the fourth quarter. Call a friend, text a friend, tell them to turn to 92.1 FM right now. Eagles in the huddle. The ball's on their 21-yard line, a minute 54 to go. Down by seven. Bjornell breaks the huddle. Goes out wide right, Caden does. Mason Clark, you got to watch him. He's number 11. It's first and 10 for Lacapaw Valley on their 21-yard line. Down by seven. Here we go, under center. Halverson throws it out to Bjornell on a quick hitter. Caden makes the catch, gets to the outside and tries to get out of bounds. Did he? And the clock, he did not. The clock is running, 140, 139. Eagles need to hurry here. They got to rush it. Ball's on the 30-yard line. It's second and two. They're up to the line of scrimmage quick, second and two. From the 30-yard line, back to pass. Halverson throws it, and it's caught by Amlin just shy of the first down, and he tries to roll out of bounds and does not. The clock continues to run, 115, 114, and it's third and two, or third and one third and one. Birnell just stands out there. The Eagles quickly up to the line of scrimmage, which is their 31-yard line. Here we go. In motion goes Whitnable. Here's a snap. Handoff goes to Dane Haas. Up the middle. He's got the first down. That'll stop the clock at 54 seconds. It'll move the chains. So the Eagles get a new set of downs. Down 28-21 here in Wabasso tonight. Eagles break the huddle. The clock begins to run. 50 seconds, 49, first and 10 from the Eagle 37. Here's the snap out of shotgun. Halverson looks, goes down the sideline, and it's overthrown. Intended not for Birnell, but for Austin Vaughn, I believe. As soon as I see the number there, but it was incomplete on first down. Looks like Whitnable was the intended receiver. Or Hamlin, Carter Hamlin, excuse me. Carter Hamlin was the intended receiver there. Looked like Hamlin and Birnell were kind of running together there. Clock stopped with 41 seconds to play. Second and 10 for Lacapaugh Valley. Now, Halverson will go under center from there. The Eagle, 37. In motion, Hamlin. Back to pass, Wyatt. Looks to his right. Going to throw it out here. And there's Tesla and no flags. Incomplete. Whitnable, the intended receiver. Whitnable and number 32, Gabe Martin. Boy, they were hand-checking each other pretty good. Going down right below me here. And no flag there. Clock stops at 35 seconds. It's third down for Lacapaugh Valley. Third and 10 from the Eagle 37. 35 seconds to go in the game. Wabasso 28, Lacapaugh Valley 21. The Eagles trying to score. They're down by 7. In shotgun is Halverson on 3rd and 10. The crowd's getting wild. And here we go. Hamlin goes in motion. 3rd and 10. Here comes the rush. Halverson throws it, and it's caught at the 40, but way short of the first down. Oh, how did Wyatt get rid of that? He was on his way down to have to be sacked, and he threw the ball out there. It was caught by, I think it was Haas. It was caught. 29 seconds to play. Coach Joe Kemp out there. Not quite sure what the issue is with the coach of Wabasso, but he's not a happy camper. Clock is stopped at 29 seconds to play, 28-21. Boy, Halverson was in big trouble there. The rush was on. He was going to be sacked. And just as he was going down, he threw the ball. I'm not sure who caught it, but it was way short. Actually, it's fourth down now for the Eagles. Fourth and 7. Eagles need to pick up the first down. They need to pick up the first down. Coach Tony Smith talking with Birnell. Now they're going to get a flag. I'm not sure why that was done on purpose. I'm not sure why, but that's going to back them up 5. And that'll back them up. It's going to be 4th and 11. And now Coach Smith talking with Birnell and Halverson. And it'll be 4th and 11. Here we go. Game on the line here for the Eagles. They need to pick up the first down. They need 11 yards. 4th and 11. 2 wideouts to the left. Shotgun for Halverson. In motion. Goes Whitney. But here's the snap. Halverson. Here comes the rush. Halverson throws it. And it's intercepted at the 40-yard line by number 32, Gabe Martin, with 20 seconds to go. And that will be a victory for Wabasso. 20 seconds left in the game on fourth down. And the rush was on. Boy, I tell you, number 12 was all over Wyatt, Brock, Rolick. And Wabasso Bentz will be under center and take the snap. And that'll be the game. Wabasso wins it, 28-21. The Eagles caught hard there in the second half. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience? All their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one sports fan, Auto Owner Insurance, and the Wold Agency, your local insurance brokers in Minnesota, located downtown Dawson. For all your insurance needs, give them a call at 320-769-4545. Sports also brought to you by Cockleman Construction of Canby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader, blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7777. 767 Cockleman Construction of Canby. Sports also brought to you by the Heartland Eye Care Center with four convenient locations, Canby, Dawson, Marshall, and Slayton. They offer complete family eye care along with contact lenses and more. That's the Heartland Eye Care Center of Canby, Dawson, Marshall, and Slayton. Give them a call today.
Madison Welding and Repair, the metal professionals. If you have a broken bracket or hinge, it can be repaired, or it can be replaced or made thicker. At Madison Welding Repair, parts can be programmed on a computer any size, shape, or thickness. If it needs a bend in it, or if it needs to be rolled, Madison Welding Repair can do it all. Now is the time to make those repairs. The boys at Madison Welding and Repair can do it all. Madison Welding and Repair, South Highway 75, Madison, Minnesota. Call them today at 320-598-3003.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And sports brought to you by Klein Bank in Madison. Come on in and enjoy friendly personal service, including drive-up service, 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. For all of your financial needs, see Klein Bank in Madison, member FDIC.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Your final score, Wabasso 28, Lacapaw Valley 21. Boy, the Eagles made it interesting in the fourth quarter with two big scoring strikes from Halverson to Caden Bjornhild in the fourth quarter. cutting the lead, and the Eagles, they just needed one last gasp there. Let's go through some stats before we talk with head coach Tony Smith of the Eagles. Wyatt Halvorsen was 9 of 21 for 183 yards and three touchdown passes. Wyatt Halvorsen rushed, had 10 attempts for 20 yards. Dane Haas carried the ball 16 times for 73 yards. Carter Hamlin, 2 carries for 6 yards. And Leighton Whitnable, 3 carries for 39 yards. Receiving for Lacapaul Valley, Kane Biernell, 4 receptions for 126 yards. His longest was a 68-yarder. He had 2 touchdown passes. Mason Clark caught a pass for 38 yards. But nice job there by Caden Bjornheld. Tackles for the Eagles. Number 2 for the Eagles, Wyatt Halvorsen. He had 14 tackles to lead the Eagles in scoring. And Tony Smith joins me here. Tony, we'll put this headset on here and we'll get you up. Can you hear me?
Yes,
sir. All right. Well, I was just going through the stats there. Thanks, Brent. Going through the stats there. I tell you what, 28-21, you guys made it interesting there in the fourth quarter. Take them turnovers away, Tony, and boy, you're there.
Yeah, we talked about, and that's in just about every football game that you play. The plus-minus, if you're on the good side of that, there's a good chance you're going to win. And if you're not, there's a good chance you're not going to win. So tonight, we were on the bad side of that, and we ended up losing 28-21.
Yeah, after the four turnovers by the Eagles, three of them, four turnovers, the Wabasso turned them into points.
Yeah, and when you give them a short field, it's tough because now all of a sudden a 40-yard drive really isn't a whole lot to try to stop. If you got to go 70, 80 yards, now there's a lot of things that have to go right for you to execute that. And then when we started to move the ball, and by golly, if they didn't get those short fields, and we were able to stop them.
Yep. Now let's talk about that fourth quarter. You were down 28-7 at the end of the third, and then all of a sudden, the very first play of the fourth, a bomb to Caden Bjornheld. Wyatt laid it right in there, 68 yards.
Yeah, they were pressing us, and early in the game we were running a couple of routes and we had a little bit of success, but then in the second half we thought, well, we'll try a different combination with it, and they executed it beautifully. The one to Mason, and then also the one to Caden, very well done. We got some time up front with the guys. And then we were able to put some points on the board.
That's right. And then after that 68-yard touchdown, then Wabasso was punting, and Trinity Linder had to get a finger on it.
It was so close.
It was so close to being blocked there.
Yes.
And, boy, the punter really got it off, and it took a big bounce. And to the 6-yard line, you got it.
Yeah, they had that one, and then they had one of their kickoffs. It just kind of hugged the out-of-bounds line there. All the way down, it looked like it was inside the 5, maybe inside the 10. Just hung on beautifully for them, and that's, you never know what the kind of role you're going to get with a football, and that worked for them.
Yeah, after that punt, you guys saw a 94-yard drive, a 30-yard touchdown pass again to Caden.
Yeah.
Then you were in it, 28-21 with about, what, 4 minutes, 3 minutes to go, something like that.
Yeah, we decided that we would kick off because they were going to be looking for the onside kick, and we executed that very well, and they got the ball to about midfield and punted the ball to us, and what did we get to, about the 40 or so, 45?
Yeah, 37, yeah.
Yeah, okay, and then we stalled out there with that pick late, and I'll take a lot of blame on that last play call. I shouldn't have gone to that play, and I learned my lesson.
Okay. Yeah, well, it was exciting fourth quarter. I mean, you could just see the guys lift after that first play in the fourth quarter. I mean, everybody seemed to get a little excited.
You know, I think we were really, really nervous to start with, and I think that was some of what led to the first half for us. And I mean, we got a lot of guys that are going both ways and special teams and guys that haven't really played a lot, and all of a sudden, bam, there you are. And so I think there was some nervousness, and okay. We started to settle down a little bit. and started to execute some stuff. I loved the resiliency of the group there in the third and fourth quarter, being able to do what they did and fight themselves back. And we talked about it. Give yourself a chance late. Be able to make one more play than they did. And unfortunately, they made one more play than we did again this year. So,
what did you tell the guys on the field after the game when you had them gathered around you?
Well, I said, you know, I think we were nervous, and there was some head nodding, and I said, you know, but I love the resiliency of it. Took a little bit of a tongue lashing there. We had some heads down after they were up 14-20 to nothing. Some heads were down, and we were kind of playing woe is me there a little bit. And so we had to get after them, and they responded very, very well to that. And so I think our mistakes, we'll have to check it out on film, but I think our mistakes are correctable. And we'll look at the film, and we'll go back to work and get ready for Lakeview on Friday.
Yeah, Lakeview's in a battle with New Ulm Cathedral. Actually, it's a final now. We just got this in. Lakeview beats New Ulm Cathedral in overtime, 34-33.
Wow.
Nice. So
for them.
How about that?
Yeah, they stopped the two-point conversion, I think I just read.
Yep, they did. Lakers get the stop on the two-point conversion. So,
oh, they must have been going nuts. That was in New Ulm Cathedral.
Yeah, it was, yep. And then Murray County Central beat Canby tonight 19-6. And, of course, a wild game in Springfield, Ortonville, 38-35. That was a crazy game to listen to that. So, and a crazy game here, especially in the second half.
Yep.
Just, you know, take the turnovers away, like I've been saying in the radio broadcast. Take them turnovers out of there, and, you know, we're on our way.
Yep, absolutely. And ball security and cherishing the only thing that really scores in the game. That's key. That's huge.
All right. Like you said, you got Lakeview. Is that at Lakeview next
week? It's at Lac Parle.
Oh, at Lac Parle. Home game then.
Yep, our home opener next Friday night.
All right. Well, what were you, just before I let you go, what were you satisfied with tonight?
Well, the resiliency of the guys. I thought we did some things very well defensively. Yes, we have some things to work on, but I thought we rallied to the ball pretty well once we started to read keys. Offensively, I like the way we threw the ball when we had time.
Okay.
I thought we threw the ball really well. They took away our fly sweep there a little bit, so we were able to run the ball between the tackles, and
yep.
So that was good. And Dane had a chance, an opportunity to run, bust a couple, but shoelaces or just kind of a grab of the jersey. So those will be a couple of things that I think we can build on, definitely.
I kind of like your offensive line.
Yeah,
you got some size there, and they did a good. At times, they gave Halverson time to throw.
Yeah, and if you want to kind of be truthful, only one of them really played offensive line last year.
Okay,
they're four newbies, and they work hard. They listen. They're coachable. They're good kids. They're smart kids, and so we just need to continue to stay on the grind.
Okay, Tony. Well, I appreciate you coming up and the Neon Needles post-game show, and we'll talk to you on the coach's show tomorrow morning then, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I will be there.
You're in the studio, or you want to call?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. All right, thank you, Tony, for coming up, and thanks to Brent Clement for the stats here on his iPad. I appreciate that, Brent. And, yep, I think I went over the team. Let's go through teams, yeah, quick. Wabasso had 15 first downs, Lac Parle Valley 12. Third down efficiency, the Eagles were 5 of 12. Fourth down efficiency, 1 for 2. They had 317 total yards, 183 through the air. And Wabasso, let's see, they rushed for 281 yards, it looks like. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So a good football game. The Eagles lost, but they played pretty well in the fourth quarter and got after it. So appreciate that. And we'll have the coach's show tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock here. We'll talk with Tony and John Sherb, the cross-country coach. I want to thank Isabel Sherb and Grace Hagelin for coming up and visiting with me at halftime tonight, talking about the cross-country team. Our next broadcast will come Tuesday. I'll be in Dawson, Blackjack Volleyball with the Canby Lancers on Tuesday. Thanks to Kathy back at the studio working the board tonight. And once again, your final score from Wabasso, the Rabbits, 28, Lacapoil Valley, 21. Good night, everybody.
Do you own a business, or are you part of a sports team? Maybe you have a family reunion coming up, or a town or a church gathering. Contact Neon Needles today. Neon Needles works hard to deliver the highest quality embroidered and screen-printed apparel for your business, your school, or your organization. We have so many items to choose from. You will look great in a new shirt or a sweatshirt with your business or your team name on it from Neon Needles. Contact us today at Neon Needles, 320-269-3373, or find us on the web at www.neonneedles.com, or even like us on Facebook to get updated sales and watch for chances to win throughout the school year. Remember, making you look good makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good.
Hello, this is Chris Wozinski, your state representative. I just want to wish our local schools the best of luck this season. The lessons learned in the arena of competition will help forge them into strong, successful adults. If I can be of assistance, please do not hesitate to write or call. It's an honor to serve you at our state's capital. This message was paid for by Wozinski for House.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses. Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Co-op Credit Union, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Dawson Truck Parts, Wolfslager Excavating, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, The Wold Agency, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Ortonville Area Health Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Dawson Grain Co-op, Northern Plains Tiling, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen. Sports brought to you by Vicks Plumbing and Heating, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Larson Brothers Concrete, Appleton Area Health Services, B. Johnson Electric, First Security Bank of Canby, Woodland Centers, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Builders First Source, Haugen Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Ludvigson Tiling, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Ottertail Power Company. Sports brought to you by Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Minneota Building Center, Erickson Chevrolet, Appleton Building Center, Kluber Law Office, Tufty Auto and Sales, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Whitnable Construction, Tostenson Septic, Dawson Auto Glass, Pro Image Partners, Chris Wozinski, Wozinski for House, State Representative, Farmers Co-op Association, Midwest Power Sports, Madison Healthcare Services, Jubilee Foods, Fernholz Crop Insurance, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Midwest Truck Parts, Cargill, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Jim's Market in Canby, Culligan, Heather Nursery and Floral, Ridgeview Seeds, Myers Electric and Infrared, Vaught Appliance and Electronics. Sports brought to you by Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, A&B Auto, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Peterson Team Realty, Boris Crop Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Steve Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Ryan Smith Prairie Brand Seeds, United Prairie Bank, Madison Dental Clinic. Sports brought to you by the Federated Telephone Company, State Bank of Taunton, Heartland Eye Care, Klein Bank, Madison Bottling Company, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, DuPont Pioneer, Cockleman Construction, Heartland Motor Company, Appleton Dental Clinic, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Sather Building Supplies, KSN Drywall Finishing, Lee Motor Company, Guess Wine Motors Incorporated, Lund Implement Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, and Madison Welding and Repair. Thanks for joining us for sports broadcasts here on 92.1 FM. Right now it's 9:46. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hentho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.